You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hand. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Oh, you hear that fucking hi-hat? What's up, guys?
Hey, Fox man. And dicks.
Hello. Hey, dude, settle down.
Sorry.
We're back with another YKWD with your chubby host, Robert Kelly, who fucking went on a binge last night.
What'd you have?
Wee! Well, I've have been... I've been having tummy issues.
No.
Yeah.
Your tum-tum?
Insert joke here. Insert same joke over and over on Twitter here. I had some...
It's a good hour name. Tummy issues?
Tummy issues. At tummy issues.
Bob Kelly, tummy issues.
Tummy issues. Welcome back to tummy issues. Today I have on my favorite guest, Ralphie May. And Tammy Pescatelli. First of all, let me just say this. I'm wearing it right now. The Comedy Cellar beautiful new T-shirt they have available right at the Village Underground. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They have a little door that opens up now in the fucking wall. And there's a little man that lives in there. And you can buy a fucking T-shirt. And they have women's sizes. This is, of course, double X.
Glad to hear Gary Veeder is finally working at the Cellar.
And, of course, you got the Robert Kelly Live shirt right there from the Village Underground. And you got the Listomania shirt.
And there's Listomania T-shirt still out there, everybody. We've sold four so far.
Well, have you got any money from that?
No, you haven't given me any money from that.
Oh, I got to give you the guy's number. He hasn't talked to me about
shirts. Yeah, I was wondering. I thought you just took all my money.
Anyways, yeah, I've had tummy issues, brother. I've had some big-ass tummy. I don't know what it is, but my stomach, I went to the doctor.
Ulcers?
It's the worst thing in the fucking world, dude. What I had to do this weekend, guys.
What? Oh, my God.
Let's go around the room first.
Would you have to get married?
We got over here. Of course, we got Chris Scopo, producer of the show.
Hey, producer? Guys.
You saw Luis J. Gomez live? Is that what you're telling me?
Boy, that time delay, really.
I know. I was trying to think of the right thing. Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to think of a name that wouldn't hurt me politically. Like, a bunch came up. But
or socially.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's Latino. Yeah.
We got Deepu on the video camera, the master of the computers and the webcams and the video and
What's
the
going
YouTube.
On? Hey, everybody.
And
Computer Whiz, I called him in the post, and then someone thought I was too dumb to write it.
Wizard?
The post I put on Sundays.
Yeah?
Someone wrote, it's like, that can't be Scopo or Bobby. They're too dumb. It must have been Deepu.
Why do I get to be lumped in with, I mean, there's no way I'm as dumb as fuck. I mean, it's my show, so I have to have a little more smarts than Scopo.
Yeah.
Or is it just time?
No, I can write.
Right, well, let's not.
A little bit. A little
I have to correct
I was in English honors in high school.
Well,
so. Yeah.
Well, I've corrected some of your stuff.
Yeah.
I've had to cut out a couple things.
A couple.
You're a little repetitive. You like, when you like a fucking
word, yeah.
word, you use it over and over again. Anyways, we got Joe List.
Hi.
The Truth is back. It's funny.
Just filmed his special.
Yeah.
You filmed your special.
Yeah.
In Boston.
Yes.
Hometown.
Yeah.
Comedy Central.
Mm-hmm.
Half hour.
Sure.
A year ago, you were kind of fucking crying about where you're at.
Yeah, you've been saying a year ago for 3 years.
3 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
3 years ago.
A year ago, I had just done Letterman.
3 years ago, and every year since that, you've been crying about where you're at.
I feel like 15 years from now, you're going to be like, yeah, a year ago, you were fucking gay and out of... I got to stop saying gay.
Why
sorry.
Are you saying you're gay?
I keep saying it. It's such a funny word to me.
Gay?
Yes. It's a funny word.
All right. What the fuck is funny about sucking cock and
That was Kurt saying that.
Drinking
I'm getting a lot of
shit.
Heat.
I don't find that funny. That's
you find it
serious.
Exciting?
Yeah. I'm rock hard right now. I'm not laughing.
We got
anyways,
you shot
I shot
special.
My special. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I'm very happy for you.
Yeah, thanks for being there.
It's good. Well, you didn't ask me to be there. If you had said, hey, you want to come to Boston, I would have maybe have fucking tried to find a really good excuse of why I wasn't going to go.
Yeah. Well, you have a kid.
You know, you didn't ask me. You don't want me in Boston. Why would you want me? If I showed up there, you'd be like, why are you here? Why, what are you making me nervous? You don't want me here.
You're making me nervous right now.
Aaron Berg.
Dude, hi, yeah, that's you right there.
Hey, how are you?
Aaron Berg is on, which I don't like because it's what I could be if I just had a little willpower.
A little? That'd take a lot.
Yeah.
Aaron Berg looks like an action figure. Yeah. One that's been left in the sun too long, but an action figure altogether, you know.
He really does. I mean, you're in shape. You're
it's
looking good.
Thanks, Bobby.
Yeah, man. I mean, you trimmed down a little too. You were a little bulky once.
Yeah.
But now you cut down that. Now you're.
You're in a
you
cutting
look good,
phase.
Dude.
You look insane.
Yeah, you look like you should have a reality show about dogs that you rescue.
I would take anything right now.
Really?
Yeah, I'm so desperate.
You think he looks like Justin Silva?
No. Justin doesn't rescue dogs. Justin teaches dogs.
Talks
actually,
to dogs.
Talks to people.
Yeah.
Not
he teaches
the dogs.
Owners.
Yes.
Teaches owners. We got, of course, Kurt Metzger.
Hey.
Who is, I don't, you know, you shouldn't be. And I don't know why. I just fucking love you. I don't know why. You're so fucking funny. You're so talented.
Say it to Aaron Berg.
You shouldn't be. But you shouldn't be. He statistically, factually,
right.
I mean, the amount of weed he does and just his personality.
Doesn't add up.
His looks.
Yeah.
It doesn't add up.
But too handsome for comedy. I hear what you're saying.
Dude, your Facebook is just so fucking great.
Well, I'm going to fight. I'm going to text fight. Before we start, I was going to text fight with my girlfriend.
Why?
Well, I don't know. Do you guys, like, does anybody know, like, medical shit? Like, it's like
I know about herpes and HPV.
All right, so like every 3 to 4 weeks, she gets like really fucking bitchy and combative, and like the only thing we know for sure is it's not her period.
Yeah.
That's all we know right now.
Right.
But maybe you guys know
right.
why she's cunting at me right now. I'm fucking furious at her.
Why? Why are you furious?
Oh, dude, she likes to start a fight.
Yeah.
And I mean, full on start a fight. It's like your joke. Like I'm the bad guy who finished the fight. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, I called her a moron in the fight. So
well, that doesn't help.
No.
That never helps an argument with a woman when you say you fucking moron. And you
well,
know you said,
I didn't just say that. I
you
also
said fucking
said,
before. You can't just
I
say moron.
Said,
you say cunt moron?
No, I said you have your period. I go, I should have known. You have your period, so your feelings are invalid. In those words.
Oh, okay.
I go, of course your feelings
are
invalid.
That's
going to
be a bad
one. You're on your fucking period.
When you start talking to your girl like she's some Twitter person, that's not a good thing.
She hit me with a doozy, dude.
What was it?
She has this complex that she's being excluded.
Your nostrils are huge?
No. How could I argue with that? That's a fair fucking thing. That's something I could get my head around. You fucking look stupid. Okay, we're having a great time. We're out, and we get in the cab. She starts screaming at me that I, because I'm sitting. There's like, see how you're sitting and you're sitting on either side.
Yeah.
Apparently,
they don't,
I wasn't looking at her enough during the conversation, so I'm ignoring her. She has this whole thing about being ignored.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you?
No, she just speak up. It's an insecurity she had, which is fine. But then she starts screaming at me like I really did a thing, and it comes out of nowhere. Like we're having a great time,
right?
And the reason it comes out of nowhere
in a cab,
in a fucking cab.
You having a great time in a cab?
No, we having a great time before. She was waiting. One thing I give her credit for: she doesn't do that shit like so much in public.
Yeah,
right.
She'll at least wait for like a cab where. She doesn't care about like a you know an immigrant driver what he thinks
right
in a public place. She
hey,
how could you?
This isn't race wars. All right, settle down.
But you know what I mean. Like they're not people.
Can I say
right?
this?
What the fuck is that?
Guys, you get what I'm saying.
Joe does.
This is weird because I feel like you have the perfect relationship after I saw it on television 2 weeks ago, and I saw
it's pretty
it
good.
Was on Schumer. And they talked about having an open relationship.
Yeah, no,
and I was like,
pretty,
oh, that seems like it works so
even
well.
Even if your relationship's good, you're not going to get out of some dumb fight
look
once
it, man,
a month.
Can I say something? Yeah. I love my wife. I've been with her for almost 20 years now. We had a motherfucker Friday night.
Yeah.
I mean a motherfucker.
You had
I was sex? I was having a bad I was having a bad night. So I come in the cellar. Lady, fucking, you know, middle-aged, fucking middle-of-the-country white woman on vacation with her husband and family.
Yeah.
Shit-faced. Woo! Every fucking joke. Not heckling, you know, but woo! Fucking up my... And no, they're not kicking her out because I'm last. I'm bullshit that I'm fucking last always. I have to close the... You're the only one who can do it. Fucking whatever.
Oh, dude, I fucking hate that
I know,
so
I
much.
It's a compliment. No, it's not.
It's not a compliment.
I am a fucking... I'm a mop. I'm a mop.
That's exactly... This is what happens. Because I told Rath that, because he had me on a showcase in LA, put me on fucking last, so that his weaker clients...
Can look good.
Can look good. Exactly. But you can go shovel their shit after they're done draining the life out of the crowd.
Exactly.
Right? You're the strong one.
So anyways, we fucking... I know it's going to... I'm going to calm you down, because you usually do a podcast with Sherrod. I don't want you yapping too much on this one. I got two other fucking talented comics on there, and Chris Scopo.
Thank you for that one. Thank you.
But no. So, anyways, I'm kind of bitching. I'm in that, and you call your chick up to fucking ground you, to listen, take your side, but you know, devil's advocate. Come, and you know, she's like, you know, doing whatever. And then I say, well, you know, all right, cool. I kind of calmed down. She kind of fucking brought me down. And then I go, can you tape the MMA? It's on what channel? I said 512. So she's looking. It's not there. I said, it's 512. She goes, you said 212. Now, the correct answer is, I thought you said 212.
Yeah. Right.
You have to take the fucking hit.
Right.
Because you're the one who fucked up. Because, okay, now I said 512. No, you said 2. Now this argument, unless I have fucking, unless we're recording the conversation where I could say, and 512. See, oh, I'm sorry. You understand? She has to take that, but she didn't.
Wait, Bobby. So I tell you the best part? She did record the conversation, just the part of me yelling, not the initial part.
I love this.
I have you recorded?
We're actually going back.
Yeah, no, we're having dueling arguments right here between each other.
This is the best thing ever. This is a new
show. She thought to record it, not her part, just my part.
Yeah.
Of course.
So I'm like, I blow it off. I somehow let that go because I wanted to go, you motherfucker, I said 512. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You know. So I let it go. And then I go, she goes, it's not there. I go, just go up, 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 up. She goes, all right, I got it. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah. Right.
What are you, fucking Matt Damon and Good Will Hunting? fuck you. I went, you know, who the fuck are you? Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You know, fucking, I'm already fucking pissed.
Yeah.
Now you're. Now you're talking to me like we're fucking on a corner in Charlestown, Massachusetts. I go, fuck you. She goes, you're bossing me around. I go, you asked me.
Right.
What fucking channel? I got to calm down. You asked me what channel. I told you. You said I was wrong. And then I said just up, up, up. We had a fucking blowout. Dude.
Yeah.
A fucking blowout.
Yeah, over that, right?
I was on the street going, I actually called her a motherfucker.
Ow.
That's bad. You know, I went too far. I went fucking too far. I'll admit that.
That seems light.
Nah, dude. Look, man. I'm not calling the mother of
married,
my child a motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's just stupid. It's just her tone. All right. I got it.
Well, you know why,
Bobby?
You know what it is? Because you said the first thing is you were calling like, all right, let's see. That's what happens. I go, oh, let's not make this a fight. I go, okay. First thing I say is, all right, you're mad. I'm not going to try to explain it to you now. So me being calm, she's got to kick because she can't win the fight unless I get upset.
Flip out.
Yeah. So that's what adds to the anger is I first start out going, we don't need to. Okay, I'm wrong.
Yep.
There's no such thing as accepting an apology. I've never not accepted an apology.
Yep.
Never happened. This is not her. Her credit. This is not a quote from her, but my ex Delfino. This sums up every fight with a female I ever had. I tell her I'm sorry. She goes, if you were sorry, you wouldn't have done it.
Nah.
Yeah, that
that's the perfect feminine mentality for a fight.
I used to have that joke in my act. My therapist told me that you should just say, you hurt my feelings, and believe it or not, it fucking they. Do you understand what it's they use words to, you know, trigger you, to build you, to push you over the fucking edge.
You call them a
name.
And
as soon as you go over the edge, they calm down.
Right. Yeah.
She calms down. And now you're flipping out. Calm down. And when you tell me to calm down, when you put me this way, now I'm flipping out more.
Yeah.
If you say, in reality, you hurt my feelings, which is exactly what they did.
Yeah.
If you get pissed off at somebody, she hurt you in some way.
Right.
So if you say, hey, that hurts my feelings, they don't know what to fucking do with that. They don't
The
fuck.
Hey,
listen
I'll
to
try
me.
It.
She won't know what the fuck. She will literally be like, all right, you fucking queer.
She's pretty relaxed. She's pretty clever, dude. She's a clever one.
Please try it.
Yeah.
Just this is what you do. This is what you do. When she pushes you over, starts yelling, you know what? You hurt my feelings when you talk to me like that. She will fucking stop like a deer on the sawmill.
I'm going
to
try it. I will try it. I will come back on and give you a review of that.
Yeah, but you got to disarm. That disarms them right away.
I've never said those exact words, so I got to try that.
You hurt my feelings. You know what? That's all you got to do. You got to go, honey, I want to say something. You hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
When you talk to me like
that. Yeah. And in that tone, that works. In that tone. Yeah. You can't yell it.
No, no.
You hurt my feelings.
Yeah, you can't.
No, I don't. I go, well, look, I don't know what I did, but listen, I'm sorry. Just, you know, calm down. We'll talk when you're ready. But I should have said that.
If you raise both of those eyebrows at the same time.
Yeah, that's yelling.
Like.
I think they're connected.
Like Ernie.
Yeah.
Yes. I think it will work.
I just, you know what bugs me so much? It's like, I'm supposed to, because I will. Listen, I'll indulge her insecurity. I got no problem. I'll indulge it. But it's like, none of my, I'm supposed to just absorb whatever bullshit she feels like dishing out. I'm supposed to absorb it. Right?
No, you're not, dude. Here's the deal. I sat down with my wife on Sunday. And we had a real honest conversation.
Yeah.
And the reality of it is, and I don't know where you're at. Look, I have a child with a woman.
I don't have a kid.
Okay.
No.
My wife isn't letting me get fucking extra box on the side, letting somebody join in. I don't know what that world is.
Well, you have a kid. I can't do that. That's no good for a kid.
Okay. I don't know. Well, I'm not going to let my kid watch, but if I did that, I would probably do it in the room.
Can we please call this episode sleeping? Extra Box on the Side, please? Sounds like an order at a fast food joint.
Well, you know, I don't know what that is, but I said to my wife, we sat down, I go, we need to fucking talk because we need to recalibrate this fucking relationship because somewhere you started, you know what they do a lot, my wife does a lot, I let you do whatever you want. But she gets mad at certain things, holds on to it, resentment, like bullets in a gun.
For how long?
And as long as she, until forever. She needs it, until we get into a thing where she's fucking, I got her, yeah. And she'll fire him at me.
Yeah.
Well, you did this, and you did. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck is it? You're mad about something I did 2 months ago? And we had this conversation, and she said, well, when you talk to me the way you talk to me, I get fucking scared, and I don't like to be scared, and I'm sick of it.
That's making me mad right now.
Why? You want to call my wife
scared.
And yell at her? Well, dude, I can fucking get heated.
I mean, if you were scared, you'd probably watch your fucking mouth, wouldn't you? That's what I do when I'm scared. No. I watch my yap.
Yeah, but dude, listen, man, you can't.
That's how I handle being scared. I go, I probably should stop provoking this person because I'm scared of them.
Yeah, but that.
I probably shouldn't keep poking them and then go, listen, I'm scared.
Yeah, but when I.
Because that would be my fault.
Yeah, but.
That would be me bringing it on myself, wouldn't
all right,
it?
All right, stop fucking talking over me. Listen.
You're scaring me.
Listen, I'm going to act like Sherrod. No, dude, you can't. That's stupid. What you're saying is dumb. Well, because I'm not. We're not the Bloods and the Crips. It's my wife. You know, if I get scared of, if she gets scared of me, she should shut a trap.
I just assume people with Boston accents are in gangs. So that's my prejudice.
You can't fucking scare your chick into obeying you. That's ridiculous.
I was raised in Yemen, so no, it's not. to her credit,
let me tell you something about you. I don't think there's a fun. He is one. You are one of the funniest fucking cocksuckers walking.
Can I tell you something? But just to my girl's credit,
right.
That shit, because I've had every other girl I ever dated did that, where they held on to something for years.
Okay.
My girl don't do that. I have to give that to her.
Right.
What happens is, it's some irrational thing that ruins the night, and then the fight is, do we seriously have to have the night down the drain? Because, so she'll just sulk, but I give it to her, man. She does get over it. It doesn't come up months later. It really doesn't. So, I don't have that issue, which I'm pretty grateful for.
Yeah.
It's just this, like, there's no way for me to calm. It's almost like, but I'm going to try what you said, dude, because I have never said
I'm
those words.
You,
I will try it.
Because
I've tried a lot of calm out of this, and she wouldn't let me. She just wouldn't let me.
The only way out of it for her is to literally turn into some alpha male and go, you're a pussy. You know what I mean? And she's not going to do that. She's going to go, oh, shit.
If I say my feelings.
If you say you hurt my feelings. Right. I mean, in reality, anger is hurt feelings. If you get mad at anything you get angry at, it's a fact.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just you were hurt. And your response or your defense or your sword to protect yourself is rage, anger, vicious words to hurt that person back to back them up. You understand? So anytime you get mad, it's because somebody hurt you or scared you.
Or because you're on steroids.
Fear. Huh?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what my thing is. This is just the unfortunate thing because we really get along. Very
you guys are great.
Yeah,
you guys are great.
So these fights.
I wish I was in shape. Because maybe I can join you guys.
It's going all right. Maybe I'm a big slob. It's fine.
Maybe one night you, hey, Bob, come on over, palsy wowsy.
Pal, will you do me the honor?
Hey, palsy, will you put this beard on and these eyebrows?
The thing is, she has one thing. Well, you know what? My girl's probably more rational than any other female I've ever been with, honestly.
Yeah.
But her one thing is she has this complex that she's going to be excluded, okay? So that informs every single thing. So that's her thing. So my thing is I have this, and this is my own insane complex, which is the way I got abused growing up was where I would be in trouble for something unfair. Like I didn't do what I was in trouble for. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now I'm punished.
Right.
So I got a big rage in me from that left over, which is what she has from her exclusion thing.
Right.
So that they perfectly feed into each other where she starts the thing that's really unfair at me. And now there's a punishment of we have to have a shitty time because of nothing.
Right.
So then now it's not just what she did. Now I'm fucking 12 years old again.
But can I say something too that you're really, how old are you?
38.
How old is she? Yikes.
29.
Ah, that's a difference.
Understand? Do you understand what the difference is?
Right.
Yeah. My chick
11.
Is...
It's 9, you idiot.
Yeah. Tagged your joke, dum-dum. Right. But my chick is my age.
Right.
And... You know, she also, your chick knows this business.
Right.
She's been in this business. She
yes.
knows, uh-huh. my wife, fuck, she doesn't have a headshot. She doesn't want right. to be at a club. She stays the fuck home. Even when she yeah. didn't have the kid, she didn't give a fuck about
yeah.
going out.
No, it helps. The fact she knows the business is a big improvement for me because so I don't have those fights yeah. about the lifestyle.
She knows
she gets
lifestyle,
it.
But that's yeah. why she probably feels excluded sometimes about things instead of, you know, she knows
right.
what the fuck happens. My
right.
wife doesn't fucking know. I'm going to the cellar. She doesn't know that we hang out or get
yeah.
the food or smoke a cigar in front for 3 hours.
Well, listen,
you bring your chick a lot of places.
Right, and that's why it upsets me to hear this exclusion shit because nobody is a bigger fan of her than me. Like, I talk her up. This is the only time I ever brought up even a fight on the thing. I talk her up relentlessly. Like, she helps me with a lot of my shit.
Hang on one second. That was for the fan in Belgium who doesn't listen to the podcast anymore because of the burping.
Well, you told him you had tummy troubles, so what's the problem? That's called tummy troubles.
Yeah. But you bring your girl. You're one
right.
of those guys who your girl is your friend, too.
She is my friend.
My
and
chick,
I can bring her around. That's a great thing.
My chick has been my chick. This is my job. That's our life. It's
right.
two separate things. We don't fucking connect on social media. We don't. It's very old
right.
school. You know what I mean? But
right,
you have one of those relationships where your chick is kind of with you a lot. And she worked
right.
at the fucking cellar, for God's sakes.
Well, look, the benefit of leading a young girl away from her parents at the mall is you can shape her to what you want. but see what happens is I already think the thing I just described to you, like I end up, I'm like, well, I'm totally wrong.
Yeah.
First of all, my childhood's not your fucking fault. Okay. So when we make up, I go, first of all, I apologize. I go,
yeah.
listen, I'm really sorry. This is what it was that it was. I'm not right at all. Okay.
Right.
And she apologized. She goes, I'm sorry too. And I go, listen, I tell her that thing I told you of like what that takes me back to. She goes, oh, well, yeah, that's the equivalent. Me sulking is the same as you yelling. So right when I try to make the peace of like, look, this is the thing that hits me.
Yeah.
I understand you have a thing that hits you that I don't get. Because I have one. So we should be on the
right
same page.
That moment. Ready? You be her. And you do that thing again, right? You know, it's just when you do that, it brings me back to my time in my childhood that messes me up.
Here, let me read the transcript of it.
You broke character.
I don't think he's ever been a bit cockblocked so
no,
bad.
I can't improv this kind of nonsense.
He's a writer. He needs to read.
You can't argue over text messages, too.
No, that's
makes
why
it
you
worse.
Have the proof. That way you can go back.
That makes it worse, though. I'd rather
it's
talk
like a
over the phone.
Right, ready? Are you ready?
Oh, okay.
So
okay,
I'm
Bobby.
You. I'm you.
Go ahead.
No, I'm you.
You're me.
Good. You're good. So, yeah, but that's what fucks me up when you do that.
Okay, well, whatever. The reason is it hurts for a long time, but just being mad quiet, just quietly mad, being mad isn't the same as that, no matter how you spin it.
You know, that hurts my feelings when you say that, when you say you spin it. I'm trying to talk to you because I love you, but you keep trying to hurt my feelings. Why?
Okay, fine. You attacking my character? Wait, what?
I feel like your improvisation would be a lot better than your reading.
Yeah, can you put that down? I know you love,
I'm sick of this stupid argument, Kurt.
That hurts my feelings too.
This is Bobby's doing great.
Okay.
That hurts my feelings.
Okay, you hurt my feelings and I recorded you hurting my feelings. Just you.
not me.
Yeah, but
just
that, but do you understand how you will disarm everything?
I'm gonna try it. I'm totally gonna listen.
Don't let her listen to the show, because then she'll know.
Hey, Kurt, why did you go on a podcast that has thousands of listeners and air your dirty laundry for everybody to hear?
We went on Schumer to say we bang other people. Come on. Whatever. my living mother had to see that.
Me and my wife. Let me just say this though. I've been in a million fights with my chick, and you just get through them. But there is a thing you have to. The only way you'll really get through a fight with a woman is if you go back to what the fuck you did wrong.
Right.
That's it. You're not going to change them by fucking yelling, screaming, fuck you.
Right.
You can win psychologically.
Right.
You can break them psychologically. But is that the girl you want? Some fucking broken, pimped
Bobby,
out.
I'll say.
You know what I mean? Weird fucking chick.
Sounds nice. I mean, Dante told me that's how you do it.
Yeah, but who you know who flinches when you fucking put, you know, go to itch your head? I don't.
But
I know.
I think when you're trying to win the argument, it's to better the relationship.
Yes.
It's not to get the upper hand.
No,
but
yes, exactly.
Because we're happier when we're in good relationships instead of fucking arguing. It takes everything out of me when I have to argue with a woman. I feel so weak. Like, it takes every ounce of energy out of me.
I've won. Only one. Remember my crazy ex, Lucy, the one that was a lunatic, the redhead, the Italian one. Okay,
yes.
I've only won an argument with a woman, and I technically didn't win. But this is the closest I've ever come to winning an argument. Okay, and you know how I know I won? Yep. I don't know how I did it, dude. I just somehow remembered something that just pinned her. It like pinned her like a jiu-jitsu move. She had no that wiggle they do. She had no wiggle room out of it. Okay, you know what she did?
Right.
She just dove down, unbuckled my pants, and started sucking my dick.
Really?
That's how I knew I won. So I didn't win. Like, that was her only escape. Yeah. She started sucking my dick. I'm like, hey, all right, I guess you win the argument. Like, but it was amazing. I was like, wow, I was right at the precipice of winning.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say no to that blowjob.
Well, who the fuck would say no to a blowjob?
She had the Trump. In case you're wondering what happens if you win an argument, that's what happens.
Robert, would you like it if I blew you right now?
Yeah, I'd fucking let you blow me, dude. I'd fucking take a blowjob from you.
I'm saying that as a hint. I'm saying.
I want to get a guest spot on that TV show of yours.
That's a hint for when we argue.
I'm going to suck your dick. I'm not going near your monster cock.
Hey, what TV show? Benders?
No. Oh. I'm actually filming an episode of that tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Oh, cool. I did punch-ups on that.
Yeah, me too.
I did a locksmith part.
Yeah. Hmm. It's a good show, man.
Yeah, dude.
It's
you know
really
what?
I didn't get it.
I texted the guy.
I auditioned for it. I didn't get it.
Oh, you didn't?
It broke my heart.
Bobby, it's pretty fucking good. Like, because initially I got it. I told Tom this. Yeah. I was like, you know, when I first got it, I thought it was like a league knockoff, which is fine. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I was reading it. I'm like, this is kind of good. And then when I saw them filming it, and like, because Christy Stefano, dude, is killer as that guy.
He is that guy.
I was imagining older dudes because how old Tom, I guess, is in them.
They casted Tom Cilletti and Jim Serpico. Just to give a little backstory, because we're talking about something that people don't know. It's a new show on IFC coming out called Benders. It's about these four dudes and his one dude's wife. It's a hockey. It's not about hockey.
They
really
play
at all.
Like Pier 40 intramural hockey.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
But
it's like beer league, but a TV show.
They're like a Long Island kind of dut-da-duts.
And these guys wrote it, Tom and who are actually producers of Rescue Me and Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll and all, you know, Marin and all that stuff. So this is their first show, and they wrote it and they got 10 out of the gate. With IFC, and they went and they fucking smartly casted all this young fucking
young
great talent.
Andrew Schultz, Christy,
and the other I don't know the other two guys.
I got a guy from The Blacklist. That was the part that I went out for, and it was, and everyone was like, you got a revo. It was like a Jersey Shore guy, like over the hill, balding, and I was like, I thought it was a lock, but apparently
Thing, man, is that thing's in Brooklyn. It films in Brooklyn, and it's a great fucking show. And
I'm really like them. And they paid me, I don't get a credit for the plunge-ups, but they paid me pretty decent. And as I kept reading the scripts, I'm like, oh, this is pretty good. Like, this might be a good show. Yeah, and then I watch it, I'm like, oh, wow, it's really like.
It's going to be good, yeah. It's a fucking funny show. Those guys are real funny. And it's their first time, you know, they've always been the producers, or executive producers. Now they're the showrunners, creators. And
they
everything.
Produced Blow with Johnny Depp.
They did,
I still like that movie.
Anyways, look, man, with your chick, the thing, it all works out.
Right.
But you got to come, in reality, how fucking silly it sounds.
Right.
If you really want to be with the chick, you got to fucking come from your heart. There's no way around it, because you can't even, my girl's old school. My girl's not in show. She loves being a mom. She loves to cook for me. and she lets me do whatever the fuck I want. But the, you can't muscle a chick.
No, no, no. Listen,
because if you do,
I know
gonna,
that you're gonna have. Some, I believe you.
You're gonna have some fucked up chick who's afraid of you.
No, no, no.
And,
listen,
and,
the fight's not that.
She's gonna secretly fucking hate you.
I know. Yeah. The, if
you
that's have a girl not the that, fight. Listen, I what you're saying is what I think. I come from. This is how the fight gets bad.
Right.
I do come from my heart, and I'm like, hey, I'm really sorry. I didn't know what I did.
Right.
I feel genuinely bad I did that.
Right.
That's not good enough. You understand? It's time to stab me more. So what happens is we get a fight. Then then there's the apology fight.
Yep.
And then there's no, nothing for a long time. But I always do that, dude. I don't think I'm right. I first of all, even if I do think I'm right, I'll be like, hey, look, I'm wrong. I'm not inclined to do that. It's when I'm laying myself out like, no, no, I'm wrong. Yeah. It's like, and then I got to get a fucking stab. Yeah. That's what keeps it going. But look,
hey.
I'm going to say what you said to say. I'm going to just give it a
Let
shot because maybe you're totally
here's,
right.
Here's what happened to me today, which I was fucking thoroughly embarrassed. I don't masturbate when the kid's around. I don't jerk
why?
Off.
You got a great memory, is that why?
No, because I don't jerk off in the house when the kid's there because my biggest fear is that he's going to fall, hit his head. I'm going to be jerking off. She's going to run in with a bloody kid going, we have to go to the lot. What are you doing?
And you go, and one more minute.
I'm just hunched over, jizzing on the glass in the shower.
Just right. Give me 2 seconds and get me a shirt.
I only jerk off in the shower because I'm too fucking old. I don't have time for cleanup. I don't have the time to get under and in and all my fucking crevices. I just don't have time.
Come on, yeah. You just come. Direct your penis into a paper towel.
Well, hold on,
I don't
Bobby.
Do that because that ruins the move. I like to come. When I come, wait. I come. I don't want
right.
to fucking at the last minute cap it off like a that's fucking.
But the shower, isn't there a degree of cleanup? Because it's not
nope.
like it just goes down the drain.
Not
does
if
it?
You build your own shower. And you know what tiles
you found cum?
I found a fucking I found a tile that jizz just goes.
Do they advertise that, or
no,
how did you
don't.
Find out?
Because
same
I
rooms
because I
in
built
Chelsea.
Two. I built two. I built two showers.
That's
the
incredible.
First one was with Japanese slate, which jizz.
Japanese slaves?
Oh, Japanese are straight.
Now that'll hold jizz too.
Jizz?
Yeah.
No, it sticks to it like fucking like a egg.
Yeah.
Like you know the fucking. Spider-Man web. It just
it's like
fucking
tempura you make.
It
yeah.
literally, as soon as you come, it sticks. The hot water fucking hits it. It becomes egg.
And you consciously plan to get a non-cum stick?
Abso-fucking
wow. Did you Google
Bobby,
non-cum stick
no,
tiles?
That's brilliant, dude.
I tested them all out
at Home Depot.
No, I've been in a bunch of showers. I know. I've been in a bunch of showers.
Sir, please, can I get some help? None of these seem to be sufficient for me.
Do you have one?
My semen is sticking to all these tiles,
I
sir.
Have kind of a unique need now.
So I the floor is a different tile than the wall. So it when I jizz and the hole
it is now
you got now oh, the hole oh. The drain is key. Especially living with a woman, because women, their hair
their
falls
hair,
out.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. I jizz, and then it would go with the hair, and it'd become a twat spider.
Yeah.
Some fucking cunt ranchula.
Yeah. Men's hair never falls out.
Right? Well, mine doesn't.
Mine doesn't.
But that drain clog is, that's a woman's hair clog. I know exactly
it's
what you're
disgusting.
Talking about.
You jizz in it, then you get it, ugh. So now you get, I get the big drain with the big holes, you understand? And the tile, it fucking, it goes right down. No cleanup. It's gone.
How? Wow. What material is that?
It's, I'll let you know.
What's space age
fucking
developed by NASA for astronauts material?
It's actually, it's a jizz tile. If you go to Home Depot and.
Wow. I couldn't be more impressed. I got to tell you. That's
so I'm in there this morning and I fucked up. I just, look it, man. I just haven't jerked off in a long time. We haven't had sex. She's on a period now. I'm like fucking horny as shit. So I decided to crank one out. She's out with the kid trying to get him to sleep. So when she does that, I know I got a good fucking 25 minutes. I'm in there sitting down, hunched over, fucking cranking it out, my mediocre pecker. And I'm just about to come, and she quietly enters the bathroom.
Oh. No.
Well, she's like, I didn't hear her until like 2 steps in. So, and then she pretended not to see, which made it worse.
That's gross.
And then I pretended that she didn't see.
Yeah.
So then I just kind of, I started talking. And she, I just
hey,
said,
what's
I said,
up?
Yeah, I just went, what's up? And I'm holding my, I started like, I went from jerking off to like just cleaning the top of my dick off.
Hey, just rub,
like
yeah.
I was, you know, that's my process.
You get your dick hard.
You get it nice and hard,
Bobby, you want to hear something worse? Take out your wife, the same scenario.
not your wife.
Yeah.
Your roommate outside, Steve from the cellar, is the one that walks in instead of.
That would make me happy.
Yeah.
Because my wife catching me jerk off with the kid too. In the house.
That's
makes
awkward.
Me. I was just like, and then it was like, all right, where are you going? She's like, I'm going to go, I got to go drive him around in the car because he's not taking a nap. And she was ready to leave. But I was like, all right, so, and she was like, what? And I'm like, I got to do my podcast. And I just started fucking rambling.
Yeah.
Like being wordy. I was like, yeah, I can do the podcast. She's like, okay.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay.
You're both pretending this didn't happen.
Yeah, like she turned into my mom catching me. That was the energy.
Wow, now I'm going to come.
Fucking awful. Just awful. But
so with the kid in the house, you don't want to do it?
I don't jerk off with the kid in the house because of that. Because I have a fear that the fucking kid's going to fall.
What if he's
sleeping? I'm going to be jerking off. And now I'm going to be running with fucking jizz.
And blue
flapping
balls.
And fucking.
Well, isn't a kid just big jizz? I mean, come on, guys. Am I right with that?
Not anymore.
Can I say this? I stopped jerking off. Period.
Totally?
Yeah. I have sex like twice a week now. I don't masturbate at all.
I'm sorry. Hang on. With what's his name?
He's a nice guy. he's a booker at
Guys, I'm right
Greenwich.
Here in the room. You don't have to talk to him.
I'm kidding. Girlfriend, actually. Surprising. I know it goes against my look. But I look so gay now, Bobby.
Why?
Chris said this last. The older I get, the more comfortable I am with it.
It's because here's the deal. You're wearing ripped jeans.
Tight shirt, tan,
shredded.
My eyes are green, beautiful. Yeah, look at them.
You're tan.
You know those green-eyed gays.
Oh, the shamrocks. But I'm very comfortable in my straightness, but I'm also embracing my gay moments that I have.
Moments?
Yeah, like when I go to the gym, I'll
lifestyle,
just hang
out. Lifestyle, you mean?
Yeah, lifestyle, yeah.
What time do you go to the gym? Like 3:30 in the morning?
Well, how old are you then?
The sauna is so packed.
How old are you?
42.
Yeah, you know what's gay about it? Because that's the age when a straight man lets himself go, kind of, and you're keeping it up.
Yeah.
Well, I got to actually get my shit together. Speaking of
really?
That.
Really? But you were in shape for a while. Like, I see pictures of you old, like, on
like,
old hate literature websites.
I don't like fucking
websites.
Really.
But I mean, I think you feel like you're comfortable where you are, and you don't necessarily need to change that. You have health issues?
No, I don't. So I don't. But going back to my tummy issues at the beginning of the show.
Yeah. How many times a day do you eat?
17. No, I'll tell you what I did last night, all right? I'll tell you where
are
I'm
you
at.
Are you a hobbit? What about second breakfast? What about 12 Z's?
Do you eat shit all day?
He doesn't know about second breakfast.
Joe would laugh if his mouth wasn't so small.
I just don't get the reference. I never saw The Hobbit. I'm an adult.
My God. Okay, well, so, all right, this is my problem. My food is, you know, and like, it's fucking fucked up because, you know, I'm fat and all this shit. Everybody calls me fat and the fucking all those crazy sick fans we've created. These comedy fans that just, hey, you fat cunt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you eat right away when you get up?
How much are you called fat, by the way, by people?
On the internet?
Yeah.
There's a lot of fucking dudes.
And I get called ugly probably.
Yeah.
Like every other day of my life.
Yeah, I know. But
I'm just like, when I got to hear this drivel about when a woman. Listen, if someone's going to say, I'm going to rape you, I'm not. That's bad. There's no question.
Terrible. Yeah.
The thing of like, my appearance. I hear that shit all day.
Yeah.
I don't really have a big boohoo for that fucking Lindy West girl getting called fat. Like, I get called ugly every day. And I didn't think I was that ugly, to be honest with you, but I must be because, I mean, people just really take the time to come tell me that.
Yeah, no, I get the same thing. I get a lot of fat fuck, fat, you know. And you can always tell with a guy who is trying to be funny or a guy who's
really.
And it's a weird thing to insult somebody that you don't know for no reason.
No, they think they're being like familiar.
They think
they know you too.
Yeah.
Well, they know. So it's a weird thing. It's an excuse that they've come up with to, you know, to justify their. You know, that's the type of person.
Because they're like, I'm kidding.
No, that's
kidding.
The guy he is
right.
With the people in his life. I mean, the people in his life probably are like, wow, what a fucking dickhead.
Yeah. Well, do you know
what I mean?
You know,
I mean, that's what it is. But here's the deal. Okay. You know what I mean? You're ugly, I'm fat.
Hey, who gives
a
shit?
Yeah, but it's like, okay, now, but where do we, where does it go from there?
I just want, well, what that
I
is.
I don't understand. You know
what
I mean?
You know what that is? Yeah. A lot of
what
those
do you
guys.
Want, what do you want out of that? I don't
a lot
get
of those guys are like, they're like fans. I met a lot of people like this. They're yeah. fans and they actually like it. And for some reason, they have this weird thing that it's like gay to tell somebody they're good.
Yeah, well, that's, thing, yeah.
And they feel, and so they're like, I gotta tell him he's a fat fuck, just so he knows, just so he knows, you know, I'm a guy too.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I had a guy actually say, what do you, all you want is fuck, all you like is accolades. Yeah.
Oh, you just like when people say nice things and don't tear you down.
Hey, guy, I've been, the reason I'm a comedian and my act is so fun is because I've been told I was a fucking piece of shit my whole life.
Right.
So now that actually I'm doing, you know, it's not, yeah, I like when somebody says,
well, you know, Amy used to have,
you only retweet good things.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah.
Like, it's like, are you fucking,
it doesn't make any sense.
What a fucking sissy.
You know, Amy, yeah, right? There'll be comments on the, like, there used to be on when the show came out, I used to look at the comments on the thing, and it used to bother her because it'd be like, am I crazy that I would fuck her? You're like, I don't know, I think I might fuck her. I don't,
you guys
that
did that,
and they're trying
that
to,
bit.
Yeah, well, I wrote that in because what they're doing is like, as I told them, like, look, of course they would fuck you. What, they're so lame. What they're doing is they need to know their friends would think they were cool if they fucked you.
Yeah.
So that's why they're like, am I nuts that I would fuck? Like, just say you'd fuck somebody. You don't gotta validate it.
It's weird too because it's like she said, I'm fat and I can still get any dick I wanted.
Yeah.
If I said that, I would be drummed out of this business.
Yeah.
If I said I'm a fat fuck and I'll get all the pussy I want.
Oh, dude.
I would be, fat people would come after me and women would fucking attack me.
Yeah.
I would be a misogynistic fucking shame.
Dude.
What's that?
Asshole.
Well,
yeah. How dare you think you could get some? Well, Louis last night had a good joke about it because he said people would write these things about how he's this fat, ugly dude dating cute girls and how fucked up it is. And they're like, Lena Dunham's fat and ugly. It's great when she has a hot guy. He goes, listen, you're not helping her by calling her fucking ugly and brave. Like, people are angry.
Yeah.
There's not like a fairness to it. It's like, how come a fat guy has an attractive woman with him? Yeah. There's like a class.
It's,
I don't
weird.
Know, some weird, like, it's almost like a feminist thing that it's wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get when somebody's mad at some rich old man that's paying a young chick to, like, be with him.
Yeah.
I'm like, did you want her job or something? Like, you didn't want that guy, right? Like, what are you begrudging that for?
But it's fucking weird that they, you know, this thing we've had to learn to accept, you know, this just, like, I look at actors fans. I'm not saying that they get shit too.
Yeah.
But they're so supportive. They're so supportive. Like, it's,
well, people
so
don't think they can act. People think they are comedians. Don't you know what I mean?
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. But I think we're responsible too. Look, we've Frankenstein this fan base together with our fucking evilness. We were sitting there going, comedy was too fucking horse shit politically correct for us. And we started going, hey, you fat fucking eyebrowed fucking Muppet.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it. I deserve it.
And we would make each other, and they hear this, and we kind of put them in this realm of, this is what we do. And now, hey, we do the same thing with our friends. Now let's do it with you. But some of these people are just misguided fucking assholes.
Well, it used to bother me when someone would go, see, now, like, this girl I made fun of on Twitter, because she goes, Inside Amy Schumer's got to be the dumbest show I've ever seen.
Right.
Okay? And her name was Gwivinetta. And I go, okay, just on a scale of one to being named Gwivinetta, how dumb is it? Okay? Which I just thought was a simple, like, comeback.
Yeah.
And anyway, it turns out she's in high school.
She's 13 years old.
Yeah, so then two, like, high school kids are like, why you gotta make fun of somebody for just giving their opinion?
Yeah, Gwivinetta just wanted to let you know how she felt.
Yeah, and so they have this thing.
It wasn't
of,
even the girl, it was Giannis.
It was Giannis.
No, my name's Gwivinetta.
But that's what it was.
Mauricio's cousin. I go, here we go. Gwivinetta.
But people, I had this Albanian. He turned out to be Albanian, this kid. He was he would write to me. He was a fan of Race Wars. He would write about,
on you my, have to get
on
Liam Neeson to help you out.
Yeah. I mean, I use my own Albanian face to do it. But he wrote to me.
You do have taken four faces.
Yeah. Like, I look like I didn't listen to your warning that you. Good luck, Bobby.
Hang on. Did you see that movie?
No.
Okay, good. What the fuck do you do?
I go to the movies a lot. I don't see The Hobbit or Taken, though.
All right, guys.
So he writes...
It's Jurassic World.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing my aunt's shorts?
Because it's hot outside. basketball shorts.
You look like a fucking middle-aged woman from Cape Cod from the waist down.
I look like I've played basketball.
You're a fucking clam digger.
So, let me say.
Women wear like...
Hyannisport.
Women wear like...
Bobby, who took the shorts from the summer house?
They wear like tight white shorts.
Me and your father are going to take the kayak out to see the fucking whales. And then we're going to go cohogging.
Google image me a woman wearing gray mesh basketball
I'll
shorts.
I'll fucking show you a picture of Morgan Murphy on my phone.
Bobby, we're going to go see comedy from the man with the world's smallest mouth.
Dude, his mouth looks like a box. Dude, it's a box of fucking Pepperidge Farm Remember cookies.
I love you, Joe.
It's a lot Don't bigger, than a,
wait, so
bigger than a mouth would be.
Listen, this guy would write on my wall, yeah. Bobby. He'd be like, you're corny. Like, all this shit, like, you're corny and what I should be posting.
Well, you are corny for using the word my wall.
What? Isn't that what you call it?
Nah, just say Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounded like The Simpsons. Like, you call it a garage? Fancy? He's like, what do you call it? A car hole? What do you... There's it. So he goes, he's calling me corny. So listen, I go on.
Joe laughed at that.
I know, through his fucking mouth hole. through his fucking straw hole mouth. He calls me corny. So I go, okay. I go on his Facebook.
Yeah.
Find a shirtless selfie of him giving duck mouth. I'm like, well, this guy says I'm with, by the way, threaded eyebrows.
Was this me?
Yeah, no. It was Aaron. We've made up, but so I posted.
Hang on one second. Yeah. Are you going to be a lead singer in a Jersey band?
I'll take anything, Bobby. I'm so desperate right now.
Well, so I post this picture, right? Yes. And I go, well, he says I'm corny, but I mean, is this not corny? This dude lost his mind. Right. He goes, you just crossed the line, bro. There's going to be consequences.
I love that you gave him his accent that you don't know he has.
Yeah. I go, well, what?
Oh, he has it. He definitely has it.
I go, it was like this. You know what, man? You're bullshit. You crossed the line.
This is enough.
This is enough.
But I go, well, you just said I'm corny. He goes, no, you're a public figure. I'm a private citizen. That's the fucking thing they have. Yeah. They think you're a public figure. First of all, they think you're famous. Like, you have all this power.
Yeah.
And because you're famous, that's license. You asked for this. And they don't have to take it ever because they're a private citizen.
Yeah, a lot of people think
even
that.
Even though they're on your shit.
I wish Twitter would be more responsible. I wish these things... I wish they'd take some of that millions and millions of dollars and be more responsible when you hit abuse... Or you, a guy says some fucked up shit, that they'd see that and be like, "What the fuck are you doing? Why are you attacking somebody?" But it goes into the freedom of speech.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's actually.
They could have standards.
It's an
though.
App. They could have standards because if you don't want to be a part of it, you can go to somewhere else. I mean, it's a fucking. I mean, look. You get to the point where it's like, fuck it. All right, dude. Whatever. Yeah. Okay, if I delete you, you're just going to come back with another dude fucking.
Right.
You're never going to reveal yourself.
Do you get into these, do you acknowledge these arguments and get into them?
I don't have time. Here's the thing. I don't have time anymore.
I do it.
I did it before, but I just don't have the time now to do that. And I know that I've done it before, and then it wound up, dude, I'm a big fan. I just didn't like what you did.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Yeah, but I didn't know that. And it's like, all right, whatever.
It's a waste of time.
Or
right?
Like, dude, I'm not listening to your show anymore. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Okay. No, wait.
Yeah, like
wait.
I don't give a shit.
Wait.
No, dude.
You don't understand. There's a suggestion box downstairs in front of the Comedy Cellar, right to the left. Okay.
That people put their gum in.
They
could at least have a standard just to block, like, I'm going to rape. You know, like, I got one that said, I'm going to cave your Jew skull in with a crowbar.
Yeah, that they would. That if it's racial, they go after it. If it's racial, they go after it.
Yeah, but calling somebody ugly...
They won't go after that.
That's race.
Purely subjective.
Ugly people are a race.
The main race, by the way. Number one race.
Yes, the number one race at any comedy club is ugly.
Well, the thing is, we have to all say everyone's beautiful instead of just being like, it's okay to just not be hot.
Yeah.
Well, look, man, I mean, there's nothing you can do.
Someone said they're going to cave your Jew skull in? What'd you respond with?
I'm not Jewish.
I go, sir, I have just a normal skull. I'm not.
I have a Mormon skull.
Or won't you be embarrassed when you find out it was not a Jew skull?
But he opens it up and Jesus comes out.
Hey, what have I done?
Did you? And then did the guy keep going? Did he keep threatening you?
No, it was on a YouTube video of this Greek joke I had. So probably some Greek guy.
Yeah. Aaron, you can't start rubbing your chest nonchalantly because it's making me hot.
It's a habit.
I know. You got to stop because it's making me.
I shaved it 3 days ago.
Oh, dude. Oh,
striations.
Oh, my God. Wowie, wee wee.
Bobby, I'm literally like 5 minutes away from taking my top off.
Hey, dude, can you do the rest of the show topless?
Yeah, make it 2 minutes and make us all happy.
Yeah, make it fucking 13 seconds. Yeah. 1, 2.
Whoa.
Oh, you know what? Put it back on.
Wow, look at that.
It's not.
You look like Hulk Hogan.
I'll tell you. Yeah, it's really good. Man, you look like the strong man in 1962.
It's really. I thought I looked like The Rock until my girlfriend saw The Rock on Ballers the other night and goes, "Oh my God."
Yeah.
And I was like, "What?
What does she want?
Can we go? Yeah. Can I see his? Can I see it? I just want to see what it looks like."
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, there you go. Like, lean back. It's lean
terrific.
Back. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
yeah.
There it
do
is.
Do the rest of the show like that. Jesus Christ.
Bobby, can you bring me grapes?
Dude, I'll fucking bring you whatever you want. Can I eat them out of your stomach? Can I eat sushi off of you this afternoon?
I still have. Do you like my medallion that takes the douchiness to the next level?
What is that? Does it spin?
It's in the middle? It's some Jewish words or something.
What is it? What is it when you spin it? Does it say G-A-Y?
You look like the Zohan,
it's
right?
So good.
You have to pick it up and go. But it's. All right, nice talking to you. Too far. You got it.
Do you get the bandana on that one or no?
I got the. Where's the bandana?
I don't even know.
That's good. We're supposed to know. There we go.
Is this offensive like this?
No, dude. Put your shirt on.
All right.
I just don't want to fuck. I mean, you're starting to sweat. You're getting
does
nervous.
It make you
can
go
you guys,
to the gym?
At the end of the show, take a before and after kind of picture?
Well, that you know, it's so funny. We did. I put up a photo today. We're doing a show this weekend, Saturday night in New Haven. Where is it?
New Haven. Yeah.
New Haven. Whatever the fuck. Sports Haven in Connecticut with Scopo and Lewis. And there's me. Then there's Lewis, and then there's, I mean, there's Scopo, and then there's Lewis, and it does look like, Lewis looks like a before and after. Everybody kept putting that up, before and after photo of what Lewis is now. I'll get back. I gotta, dude, all right, here's the deal. I'll tell you. The other night, last night, I've had tummy problems. I had to, the other day, do one of the most heinous things I've ever done in my life. I had to take a stool sample.
Yeah.
I went to the doctors because it was fucking me up. I don't know what's wrong. It could be something wrong with my liver.
Is it ulcers?
No, it could be. I don't know what it is. Okay. It could be gallstones. But I took a white poo last Sunday.
White poo? Pure white.
Well, not pure white, but it's a little albino. But what happens, the reason when you take a white poo, the bile is not getting into your poo. So that means gallstone, liver, something in that effect, cancer, blah, blah, blah.
Jesus.
So if you shit white, you need to go to the doctors because bile is what makes poo brown.
Okay,
whatever. Mm-hmm. It went back to regular poo. But I went to the doctors. I still went because it happened.
Yeah, it's
and
scary.
She goes, they go, the doctors now apparently, back in the day, you take a poo sample, you shit into the thing, you put it in a bag, you bring it back, and they do the little processing, scooping it out and putting. Now, they have you do it. So there's four containers, and then there's two little pads, and they go, we need you to shit in this thing, which is looks like a banana split ice cream fucking container.
That doesn't sound heinous.
Okay. And then you have to scoop out hunks of shit into vials, put the lid on, shake it, four of those, and then smush on little cloth envelope, open it up, smush shit, close it, put it in a bag, bring it back.
You have to do all this yourself?
Okay, yeah.
So you don't have insurance?
I have insurance. I have insurance.
Oh. Jesus, this country sucks.
So I go home. I wake up the next day. Now, I've been shitting like ribbon candy for a week. So I'm thinking it's going to be, you know, little ribbons, whatever. I take a shit. Let me tell you something. It was fuck. My wrist broke. I'm shitting. Now, I'm shitting in this thing. My wrist actually broke. It was so heavy.
Snap.
Like, I couldn't hold it with a thumb and an index finger. I had to, like, reposition my grip.
Yeah.
It was just a massive dick lock. Like, just a massive hog. And I shit in this, and now, you know me, I throw up. Now I gotta take that, put it on the. Now, it smells like shit.
Do you gotta put it in the freezer?
No, I have to do it then. So I have to scoop with a tongue depressor, scoop shit. Now I scoop it off the top, but it was a little hard at the top.
Yeah.
So I had to go in the middle.
Microwave it.
And then I had to scoop it and scrape it in. There's no directions on how to do this. I'm scraping it in. Then I had to take it and mush it and then smush it and then take it and then flop the shit. But I was almost throwing up.
Yeah.
and dealing with shit. It was the worst thing I've ever
I
would have
just
done.
Taken one of your baby shits from the diaper. And just like, there, that, take
can't
that.
Give him how another person's shit.
Yeah, then I found out my kid has gallstones.
So but, you took this into the doctor.
I take it back into the doctor on Saturday.
Did you bring a big cooler?
No, I was in a plastic bag. I walked in. She goes, where's the paperwork? Where's the papers? I go, I thought those were directions there. I didn't bring them. She goes, we need those. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't have them. She goes, well, you might have to do this over. I go, if I was dying... Miss, look at me. I'll never, ever, as an adult, do this again. This is the worst thing I've ever fucking done. I'm not doing it again. I don't care if I die.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it again. She was like, well, all right, let me see if I can reprint them. And of course, fucking twat.
Of course she can.
Twat, technical. You already... You know my Dr. Steve from Weird Medicine, you know, the eucalyptus. He goes like this. He goes, he told me what they were doing. He goes, you should have just took the shit, just hunks of it, and mushed it in there, because they are supposed to do that. They were just lazy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm supposed to bring them a sample, and they're supposed to scoop it out.
They just made you do that.
They made me do their fucking dirty work, literally.
Oh, scumbag.
And he goes, you should have just took hunks of shit and flopped it in there and mushed it together so they have to fucking deal with it. But it was the worst thing I've ever done. So, so I've had these stomach issues. So last night, my stomach, my sick, addictive brain... Because I have my stomach's hurting again, and I'm not supposed to eat carbs because I'm on the trying to lose weight. I start eating premium crackers, and my wife's like, "I'm like, you're not supposed to eat." I'm like, "Yeah, but my stomach, okay." And then I'm like, "Do you have any rice?" And she's like, ugh. "I'm like in my stomach," so she makes me some brown rice with butter and salt, which is one of my favorite things on the planet. So I eat that, and then she goes to bed, and I start to make peanut butter and jelly premium crackers with milk, which is one of my favorite things. Premium crackers. Peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, just premium for
premiums
Bobby,
are the fucking best, right? You ever have a premium cracker?
Like saltines?
It's a saltine, but it's a premium.
Premium plus.
Premium of the best.
What's the difference?
I don't know. It's just the best cracker in the fucking world. And then I'll cut to me, 1:30 in the morning, peanut butter and jelly sandwich, bag of chips, big glass of milk, and The Godfather 3 of all movies. Ugh.
Wow, you even watched a piece of shit? Did you mush the movie up into a bag?
I just tumbled out of fucking control.
Yeah.
And it was fucking nuts. And then this morning I went and got donuts.
Why?
I don't know.
Because you're dying.
That's addictive behavior.
So what happened with your gall? Do you have a gallbladder or a cancer?
I found out this week.
Oh, jeez.
I know.
How are you functioning? That's insane. You're out doing a podcast?
Well, because Joe will be home crying
in his bed. Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm sad and scared.
Why are you sad and scared? I'm assuming that I'm better. I'm hoping that it's just a tummy issue.
I doubt it is.
What? What are you saying? I have cancer?
Looks like it. I don't know. White poop? I'm looking at a guy with a white poop here.
Joe's the least reassuring. Do you know what you know Stu Kamen's?
I do.
Okay, so this is...
Hi, Stu.
This is
Stu.
This is like a year ago, maybe?
Yeah.
So I took I drank a 5-hour energy, okay? Yeah. I took a little piece of his Xanax. I smoked a shitload of weed, right?
Yeah, and I have a problem because I'm eating a peanut butter and jelly with chips.
So hold on. So
why would you do that?
Listen, so I start having a huge panic attack.
What's addiction?
Dude, yeah, I'm comfortable with it. Yeah. I had a huge, I start having a huge panic attack, right? So I'm like, okay, this is crazy. It's just the 5-hour energy and weed. Okay? Because Xanax is supposed to be calming me down, but it's not. I'm getting even more panicky, so I'm like, what's going wrong? I call Stu Kamen's, a comic that you know, right?
Junkie.
Yeah. If anyone's going
to
be able to put it in perspective for me, it's going to be fucking Stu. I call Stu up. I go, dude, I drank 5-hour energy. I smoked all this weed and I took his Xanax. I feel like I'm having a heart attack. And he goes, yeah, well, I mean, you probably should call an ambulance, man. I mean, it's probably really dangerous. I'm like, wait, what do you mean? He goes, listen, don't even take a chance with that. If you feel like you're having a heart attack, you should call an ambulance.
You're right.
I go, are you serious?
Yeah.
I call 911.
Yeah.
I go, my heart won't stop beating. That's what I said.
That's hilarious.
They go to send an ambulance to me, okay?
Yeah.
As the ambulance is coming, the Xanax hits me, and I mean... As scared as I was, that's how now calm and there's nothing wrong with me at all, I feel, as an ambulance is on the way.
Yeah.
I call 911 back.
Cancel it?
Yeah. I go,
like it's an Uber.
I'm really sorry. I go,
did you get charged $10?
I'm so sorry. Okay. I took this, this, and this. I thought I was having a heart attack. She goes, well, the ambulance is on the way. I guess you could tell them that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, by the way, I called 911, the emergency line again to cancel. So then I go outside to the ambulance. And I'm like, now I'm like, I'm afraid they're going to hate my guts, you know? I'm like,
because you're a people pleaser.
Yeah, I go, I go, guys, I'm really sorry. I took this thing, and I'm a jerk. And they fucking, they go, yeah, it happens all the time. They're like, don't drink 5-Hour Energy, smoke weed. We get this call like
you told them exactly what you took?
Yeah, they go, we get that like all the time. They're like, the Xanax should have just made you feel better. I go, well, yeah, it does now. And they're like, oh, yeah, you're fine.
What does Xanax do?
It's like
a sedative.
It's a, what do you call it?
Do you take drugs, Joe? Any drugs for your mental?
It's a benzo.
I did years ago.
What'd you take?
I took Xanax. I took Paxil for years, daily, and then Xanax if I was having a panic attack.
Did it help you at all?
It did, I think. I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Why did you stop taking it?
Because I didn't want to be on. Well, first of all, the Paxil, I couldn't come. I jerk off for like 3 hours, and it was horrible.
I was like, okay. Sure, I'm alive, then, but why?
Well,
yeah.
And then I just, my dick was raw from masturbating for a full day, and then I just didn't want to be on drugs anymore. It's a lot of drugs. So why would I want to be on drugs?
Now, do you feel, look, I've never taken a drug for my mental, I did it once for a couple weeks, but then I just stopped. Because I saw a friend of mine who was taking it, and he had white stuff in the corner of his mouth all the
time. They're not cool, dude.
And I was like, I don't want to be that guy. You know what I mean? Who doesn't know he has white stuff in the corner of his mouth? Right. That guy's always a douche.
Rather have it coming out of your asshole.
So do you still take them?
No, I was having these bad panic attacks. The doctor basically just threw samples of Paxil at me because I didn't have insurance.
Right.
So yeah, I don't know, try this. I'm taking Paxil.
I just read.
I took antidepressants for a while.
I don't like
you
that
should.
Shit.
Yeah. No.
Well, did it help you?
It did, but then I was like, I don't want to be on this forever. It's terrible to be on. So I just stopped taking it, and then I was fine.
I just read on the internet today. I can't find it. I don't know where it went. I bought some other thing besides it, but there's an IQ drug, like a smart pill.
Oh, I need that.
They're no shit.
Like the Bradley Cooper movie?
Yeah. It's all natural, but it actually does help your brain function. Mm-hmm. And Denzel Washington is taking it. And he says, I can look at a script once and just memorize it. It's like there's these smart pills that you can take. Adderall.
Adderall. It's like Adderall.
But it's all natural.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think my brother's on this.
What is it?
I don't know.
Text your brother.
Adderall.
I'm not talking to him. But
why aren't you talking to your brother?
Because he's a fucking asshole.
Well, now he's smarter from this drug.
No, he's addicted to Adderall, and then like to try to get him off Adderall, they're going to this all natural way.
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know what it's called.
I wish you took it so you'd know.
It's called. Yeah.
He's not going to answer Chris's text because he knows Chris is going to text. He's not going to respond to it. All right.
I don't know what that was.
Hey, why don't you tie that around your fucking leg?
Yeah.
Fucking chachi.
I was going to say, wasn't he going to use that anyway?
Shot
that
through the heart, and you're to blame. You dying to tie a bandana around your leg.
Oh,
aren't
look
you?
At that. Yeah. Huh, Bobby?
Oh, my God. It looks good like on that. You. That means you're available on that leg. Look at Joe ran over. Which leg? Which leg? I read about it today, and I'm sitting there, and I had the order page up, and I was going to order it and just try it, but then I just said, fuck it at the last second.
Doesn't Joe Rogan take something like that?
I don't know.
He takes, like, those Onnit pills.
That's his company, though.
Yeah, but he always says he takes pills, and he remembers his dreams a lot more, and it makes him remember a lot more things.
Yeah. I don't want to remember my fucking dreams.
Well, can I tell you something? My girl just texted and made up with me, so that's really the
nice.
That's because I texted her and I said, you hurt his feelings.
Yeah.
Bobby, it really works. Are you on a smart pill? Because my friend.
I really want to fucking take... They're saying...
Do you know the name of it?
I don't. That's what I don't know the name of it. That's my point of it. I didn't know the name. Please take this pill if it's available.
I want to get testosterone.
I want to pay for the pill for you for a year. Okay. However,
please.
Yeah, I want you to take double the doses.
The doses.
Fuck you. You don't get a bandana for fucking up a word. Yeah, I would love. I mean, they're talking about. There's two things that's going to happen. They're going to have some type of brain pill that will. It said it doubles your IQ.
Double your IQ, mint.
the first week.
It doesn't
take
sound it. Scientific.
It doesn't.
It sounds ridiculous.
It does, but what if that exists? Would you take it?
If that's a real thing?
Is it called the clear pill?
That's the Jamie Foxx thing, right?
Jamie Foxx reveals clear pill made him $140 million.
I don't trust Jamie Foxx.
I don't trust Jamie Foxx either.
Well, that's racist.
It didn't help him write better jokes, did it?
Hey, a he's real a life person. Limitless pill.
Yeah, what does it say?
I'm coming to it.
All right, read it and then come back to us. Do the research and then form an opinion and bring it back to
and
us.
And let
don't,
me know.
I don't want to live through it in real time in Scopo fucking voice.
If Terry Crews endorses it, I'd buy that.
Why? Because he can move his tits like
yeah,
you?
Yeah, he's fucking good.
I don't know. I don't know if I. I mean, I if
I
there
would
was,
take it.
I would take it in a second if I could double my IQ.
Yeah, you get in the triple digits.
Would you take it?
We? No.
Why?
No, I don't want any pills.
What's that?
I don't want any pills.
Okay, no, if it's not a drug, if it's all natural.
I don't. That doesn't seem natural. If it's in a pill, it's not natural. They had to cram it into a pill form.
Well, they can take...
All natural is you're eating something that grew.
No, there's natural
spinach.
Pills.
No, there's natural pills. That's ridiculous.
Ginseng.
Was it made in a fucking factory?
Dude, the fact that it's natural and doubles your IQ the first week, that sounds like bullshit to me.
What if it isn't? What if it's real? What if it exists?
There is no natural pill.
But I don't think that's a... Yeah, that's also
natural
a good
is growing off of a tree.
All right.
It was made in a factory, put in a fucking bottle and mailed.
If you said it was a
you're
berry.
Being technical about natural. You know what we're saying. This natural...
I know what you're saying. You're saying
milk
incorrect.
Milk is...
He's saying it's not chemically
milk is
enhanced.
Milk is pasteurized and put into a bottle, but it's still milk. It's natural from a cow.
Yeah, it's coming out of a cow. Nature.
Yeah, but then it goes into
the
a factory.
Cow's not shitting a box of pills.
Look, if I can get my IQ up to 80, shouldn't I try?
I think I would. I would. And here's another thing that's going to happen in the next 5 years. We're all going to have a robot.
Ooh.
I'm telling you right now, there'll be a robot. Now, it won't be one that walks up and you know, like, or you could fuck. Yeah. But there'll be... There'll be one that sits on your counter, and when you come in, hey, Aaron, welcome home. Did you have a good day? You got 4 emails. Would you like to turn the TV on? I recorded your shows that you love.
Yeah.
How great would that be?
I agree with that.
How great
would
that
be? A box or something. Yeah, that's going to happen.
It will have movement. It will have fucking movement. They had it on the news on CNN the other day in USA Today. There's a robot out now in Japan, of course, that can sense your mood by facial expressions, facial recognition, and tone in your voice. And it can talk to you in that mood of, what's wrong? You seem sad. Yeah. How crazy is that?
That's crazy.
But isn't that supposed to be what a life partner is?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
A natural robot.
Well, wouldn't it be green? I tell you, when they start getting robots that you can bang, it's done. Marriage rate is gone. It's going to plummet. It's going to plummet because if a guy could just buy a fucking spouse, I don't think girls would do it as much as guys. But if you could just buy a spouse to hang with you, what was that movie with Phoenix?
Her.
Yeah.
Did you see that movie?
Did you hate that movie as much as me?
I didn't like the movie, but I love the technology concept of the movie.
Yeah.
I thought that was amazing. I thought it was fucking amazing.
Let's just have, here's the best part of having Scarlett Johansson, just her talking. That was the idea behind it.
Maybe, you know what, maybe that.
No, no ass, just her blathering away on a phone.
Yeah, but she has such a sexy, dirty sex voice. You don't think so?
Everything about her is sexy.
Dude, Joaquin Phoenix?
River's dead. That'd be gross if it was River Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix, the character he was being in that was like I wanted to kick that character to death.
Why?
Because I hated everything about him.
Why did you hate him?
Because he's straight out of fucking like Bushwick. Like, this is the future, is going to be this guy with this voice and these pants up to here and his little stupid glasses. And then, like, they're joking around when he's falling in love. First of all, I'm already in love with my phone. There's no AI in it. I'm already gazing
at
it.
Imagine if your phone that you love, that you're on all the time, even during the show, if you got home and it was like, hey, Kurt, how you doing? I'll be your phone. Let me be your phone.
Okay.
Hey. Well, we could just use the one that's vibrating on the table through the whole show, and you haven't disciplined him one time, but I get fucking phone jail and shit thrown at me.
Yeah.
But Kurt's a superhero who writes for Schumer and has giant weird nostrils, so he can just use his phone.
Those are all good reasons. Every one of those reasons is valid.
It's vibrating every 3 seconds. I see it popping up. I'm very distracted.
I have a lot of stuff going on.
No discipline.
Don't say it to me. Say it to him.
I'm not mad at him.
Can you hold on?
I would be using
my phone
too if I didn't get yelled at regularly by you. I'm mad at you.
I'm trying to text you.
Noticed it going off.
You have not noticed it
until this second. Absolutely.
He read it during your whole cancer ass white shit story.
I thought
story.
He was looking up shit.
He wasn't looking up anything.
I thought he was looking stuff up.
I was looking up. Can I tell you what I was looking up?
Yeah. What?
My poop is white. Should I see a doctor?
See?
No. He was being insensitive.
I looked up the brain pill, which, by the way, I suspect is wrong. That what is it called? Power AXT.
I found Alpha ZXT.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the deal. Back to your little fucking thing with me. I didn't notice it, and when he was using his phone, put your fucking phone away. I swear to God,
Joe. No one is calling.
You're gonna hear it.
Phil Hanley.
You don't hear it in the cans. You don't hear it in the cans.
I heard it that last time. That's it. I swear to God. I'm sorry, Joe.
It's all right, Bobby.
But if your phone,
you're hurting my feelings. But now I feel like we recommended this.
This is saying
recommended.
Not,
yeah, I need that.
How did we recommend it?
What's the name of the bill again?
Hey, if your phone could talk,
be the phone.
To you, let's be the phone.
There
let's
you go.
That,
okay. Right? Kurt comes home, long day, third floor, walk up Washington Heights.
Just say no. Just say open door. Call
open
me.
Open door.
What's my name? What'd you name your phone?
My name.
Tum Tum. Open door.
Hey Kurt.
Hey Tum Tum.
How was your day?
I really think it's none of your business because you're a fucking phone. So
you're so funny.
Oh,
you make me laugh. Hey, sorry about that map screw up today.
It's all right, Tum Tum.
Hey, what do you say we watch a movie?
I don't know, Tum Tum. I'm kind of busy. Maybe you could, go do something.
Yeah, but you know what I found?
What, Tum Tum?
I found your mom's best friend porn that you love. A brand new one.
Well, I would like to see some new porn of my mom's best friend.
That's thoughtful.
All right, Tum Tum, but you got to leave the room while I enjoy it. You can't be present this time.
Okay.
Oh, don't be like that, Tum Tum.
I'm sorry. It's okay.
You knew what this was.
All right.
You knew what this was.
I know. All right, enjoy the porn that I got you.
I hope this porn develops a lot quicker than this bit did.
We're having a moment. This is exactly as good as the movie Her. This dialogue is pretty much the exact dialogue.
It was kind of nice
talking to Tum Tum.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
You have a robot. Did anybody see Ex Machina?
Yes, saw it twice.
Was that good?
It was a great movie.
I thought it was great.
I loved it. Now, you have a robot like that. If that phone goes off again, I'm throwing a microphone at you.
Why?
Because
I have this Judd Apatow.
I have to stick up for.
I have this Judd Apatow.
Well, keep it in your pocket, you fuck.
Oh,
so I don't. Get
every other person, not just me.
I just yelled at him.
Every other person that's ever been on the show.
What do you want from me?
What I want from you?
I'm going to hit him with a microphone.
Here's what I want from you.
Because I just noticed
you started to go. You started to go, I have to yell at you because you started to say me.
I was trying to be
funny.
And it's
not for me.
I was trying
to be
funny.
It's for everyone in the history of the show that's been yelled at except for Big Dumb Kurt.
I want to jab
a pencil into your mouth and choke you right now.
You're insensitive. You're a very insensitive person.
I know you're staring at me, but you mean Joe.
Not you.
When you go full psycho, you look straight ahead.
No, you'll get our magazine. You'll get the magazine from Alien that the robot did to Ripley.
Now let me ask you a question, Joe.
Yes.
Now that the phone's away. Would you if that robot existed in Ex Machina, if you could have one of those, say you could get one for $395 and you could finance it.
I think it's probably going to be like
if you had a co-signed, like your parents co-signed.
Yeah.
Guarantor.
If you had a guarantor for your robot and you brought her home.
I'd rather have a guarantor.
Would you have,
I just saw Jurassic World.
Saw it too.
It's a piece of shit.
Would you fuck it?
If I was single, I would fuck it.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like that would be, you know, not infidelity if I was had a girlfriend that was fucking a robot.
What if you had a girlfriend and your robot, you came home and your robot was just, your roommate took your robot's clothes off and posed her with her gash out and her finger in her pussy and programmed, like hacked into her and said, when you came home, I said, hey, Joe, I want to see your big fat cock in my mouth. And would you do it then?
My girlfriend did that to the robot?
No, Kurt, your roommate. Kurt's your roommate.
Well, I'm his roommate, so I don't know how to get it done.
Well, he's not going to do it because he's dumb. So,
right.
What do you want me to do?
So my roommate took my robot
and hacked into it. That's right. Made it dirty. Well, and you had a girlfriend. Would you fuck it then?
No.
You'd still say no to it?
Yeah, I'd look at its vagina if it's a nice vagina. But it's a robot vagina. It's not the same as a human vagina.
How do you know?
I'm assuming, but I don't know.
I think if they
are they lips?
Yeah, they got any type of lips you want.
Sorry. I forget there's a girl over here who doesn't I don't know, and I feel insensitive.
That's Lauren. Come over and say hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Hey, Lauren.
How are you?
Hi.
Say hi to everybody.
Hi.
Hey, what happened to Kelly Festuki?
Festuki? Yeah. This is Lauren. She's my
new
assistant
Kelly?
For a little while.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. She's not Kelly. Not at all Kelly. No.
No.
I love that. No. Bobby. Lewis is just he just fucks with me, mate. He just fucks with me, mate. No, I love him. I love him to death, mate. I love him to death, mate. I love him. I love him to death, no. mate.
No. So anyways, all right, sit back down.
What's that?
That's it. We're good.
See
ya.
That was great.
I think if I can't wait to have a robot. I can't wait to come home.
You're not going
to
have a robot in your lifetime, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think you will. No.
5 years. 5 years.
Yeah.
5 years. A full functioning robot.
Maybe not an AI.
What do you mean by not when you can fuck?
No, I mean but one that like an iRobot.
You can fuck anything.
The iRobot.
Yeah. You will not have an iRobot.
Excellent point, Joe.
Well, what are you going to have?
I'll tell you why you won't have an iRobot. Because of battery life. They haven't figured out battery life yet. But
what if you charge it?
Hang on there. Fucking ass face.
I just solved your battery life.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Oh God, listen. What you will have is something on your countertop or when you or through your house system that will recognize your face and know when you're home and talk to you and be able to know what you like, what you dis and help you with household things or you're actually scheduling your life. Well, you know, hey, take a photo of us right now or bring up this on YouTube and throw it on the TV in the bedroom or record this tomorrow and that and that and that. You'll have
you
that.
Say
you'll,
5 years?
It's already in your phone.
It's already there. Like it's like Siri basically, but it's just going to do all the shit.
I don't think 5 years.
Yeah,
we had this
years.
250 years ago.
Time Warner
what?
Already.
What
had,
do we have?
I know exactly what you're talking
that was a
about.
Slavery.
Can I?
Is this offensive if I do have a robot like that and I want my robot to have the voice of Sam Jackson from Django? Like, oh, Kevin!
You'd have to jailbreak your phone to get that voice.
Yeah, no,
you'd have
I will
to jailbreak your robot. I have Cydia.
I'll miss you like a stone in my shoe.
You fucking idiot.
What's wrong with that? If I just wanted to talk exactly like Steven, the house, you know what.
Master Kurt, welcome home.
Is that so bad? I just want a robot to talk to me and let's call it an old-timey voice.
Yeah.
A very respectful.
I would love.
It's classy.
It would be weird if you got an outfit, like suspenders.
Oh, no, they'll be. I'll put like white gloves on the robot. You won't even have hands, but I'll put them on.
I would love a robot. I can't wait to have a robot. I will fucking buy the first robot that comes out. Fuck
well,
the
iWatch.
Well,
let's get this diagnosis before we get excited about, you know.
I'm not. You're an asshole. I hope it's something now. That's what I hope. I hope it's something.
No.
And then we'll have you back on the show and I'll sit here and I'll fucking shed a tear.
And then you can find out that some things aren't comedy, Joe.
Yeah, some things are fucking stepping over the line.
How
Twitter, Joe.
Bobby
dare you.
Stark white Joker poop is not a joke.
Don't when, say it. You
when
might, it might
you
happen.
You saw the poo, your stomach must have dropped. Like, you
no,
must have been
not
frightened.
At all.
No, it's
like,
still there.
You weren't frightened.
Dude, I was like, this is awesome. I just shit white.
Seriously?
I was fucking excited.
How many bloody ones have you ever taken?
Yeah.
Not that many.
Really?
No, I don't shit bloody.
I had a period where I just would just flush and not even give it a
you
look.
You had a period?
Yeah.
Not even look.
I don't look anymore.
It was all blood?
I don't look.
It was, well, it turned out it was red blood, which is not that bad. It's that just means a hemorrhoid, possibly.
Yeah. What kind of blood?
Black blood is the one that you got.
Yeah, that's somebody. Yeah, that's bleeding.
That means
internally.
It's up in
here. I get
a
lot of red blood. Oh,
and
wow.
It's taking time to
you
turn.
Get blood?
Yeah, red blood.
Yeah,
really?
That's,
how often?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a hemorrhoid?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, Scopo's got a bad hemorrhoid.
Yeah.
It's like it's all over the streets.
Wait, stop. Yeah. How do you know?
He tells me.
Because I've shown up
and
a few
then I
times,
told everybody.
And I've been like, I can't sit down.
Yeah, you can't sit down.
Really?
Yeah.
You
that's why I got the bidet.
Not having an ass like that and not being able to sit down.
Yeah.
It's tragic.
Scopo, is on the outside or is it where you can't see?
It was on the outside. When it's inflamed, it's on the outside.
Oh, no, mine's all internal.
Now it's like inside, so it's
Scopo,
fine.
Scopo, have you seen it? Do you know what it looks like?
I felt it.
What it feel like? Describe
little,
it.
Little ball.
Like a rabbit shit ball?
Yeah, like a little like.
Like a pellet?
You know, like a little balloon, like a little blue tie balloon,
like a paintball,
yeah. Like that, yeah,
like a red paintball.
That's bad.
Yeah, I know.
How do you get rid of it?
Surgically removed.
I
you have to go to the doctors.
You know what
it
was? My shits were like hard, and it was taking like forever to come out.
Right.
Yeah. And it was just I have to push, and that would make it come out.
Is that because you're so? Is that because you're so nervous? Because you work at LOL a lot.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I think the best thing to do is wait for a robot to come out and have that thing snip
it. You fucking mocked the robot thing in less than 5 years.
I didn't
years,
mock it. Dave said it wasn't going to come out.
I
don't
just
think.
Said
I just
mocked
think
because
that
it sounded good, okay?
Oh, all right. I
what
just
I'm
think
saying
that
is,
you might have some problems.
Listen, first of all, the robot's coming.
It's not 5 years.
It's 5 years. I'll bet
the
you
way
right
he
now,
describes
I'll
it,
money,
it
about?
I'll bet you $200.
$200.
5 years.
Hopefully I can pay you in $200.
Hopefully. Yeah. You'll be able to pay me.
Yeah, what he describes is like Time Warner Cable could put that out where it's like, here's this robot that's going to run your TV, it's going to run your lighting, your home security.
You go into the house, say, hey, robot, I want this on, and
sure.
It goes on.
Yeah.
They already that's have that, don't
it's
they?
Like Siri no. For your house.
It's already, Google, right now, Google Home Robot, and it will come up, dum-dum. Oh, my God. What's the chat room saying? Let's go to the chat room real quick.
Let's go to the chat room.
Yeah, sure. Christopher says, Bobby's not fat, he's just a white dad.
Yeah, that's a nice. Fucking very good observation.
More than fair.
That is, you know what? That is a fucking good observation. I turned into a dad.
Yeah.
But now I have to be a healthy dad. Go ahead.
I mean,
what else
he did it like 5 or 6 years before he had a kid, but it's fair enough.
That's not true. I was thin.
MS69 says, the question is, would you guys double the size of your cock if you had to lose 50 IQ points?
Who wants to double the size?
Nah, I'm good with my cock now.
Why, you got a big piece?
Wait, double the size of your cock?
It's all right.
What do you lose?
50 IQ points.
It no, varies
I need
size.
To lose some cock size.
You can actually, you could lose 100 IQ points.
Yeah.
I do need the IQ points. Can I lower my cock size and gain IQ?
Yeah.
you get a,
what are my options?
Hey, listen. Your dick is fine. Your dick is perfect.
Yeah, I don't need anything.
But I would lose IQ points for a bigger dick.
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. What size is your dick?
I say like, it used to be 9 1/4, hard. Now,
wow,
now
nine
it's
and a
dick.
Quarter.
Yeah,
wait, it used to be.
Yeah, it's shrunk.
That's a huge dick.
Yeah, it was.
With inflation, it's gone up.
What is your dick? What size dick you got?
Kurt's got the biggest
one. Like
an
average dick.
What is your dick?
Like 6.5 inches, maybe.
I've heard stories about yours.
Well, I measure with faces, so maybe I should use a ruler.
Yeah, long faces.
About a face and a half. Is that good?
Yeah, he long mask faces. Hey, what size is your dick?
Like six.
Two hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
Ugh.
What is six and a half around there?
Oh my God. What about you, Depot?
That sounds the same for me. 6.5.
You know he's lying when he just takes someone else's measurement. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. That's
what that guy said.
They don't call him Depot for nothing.
What do you got? What else you got in the chat room? Who else?
On the topic of marital issues, Black Gospel says Dante and Nero would have been all over this topic.
Yeah, but Dante would have told us to hit him. Yeah. No, I'm joking.
No, but let me tell you something. Dante, I had him on my show.
Yeah.
He is fat. He helped Lenny Marcus with his girl. Do you know that?
No. When?
Not long ago. And
what, did he call his girl up and tell her to break up with Lenny?
I'm telling you.
Lenny
concurs.
You got to dump Lenny, man. This
Dante, Dante is like has some genius. He like will tell you how to text right down to what punctuation to use. He had Lenny sign the thing that with like no punctuation that actually made all the. It's brilliant what he does. I'm not even lying, dude.
But
it's
I think
fucking crazy.
Can I say something though? And I do commend Dante. I absolutely. I think, but when you're in a I'm in a relationship with a woman for over 20 years, okay? When you know, when you're not playing the field your whole life,
yeah.
When you stop playing the field, you have to it's a different set of skills. So here's the thing. At the beginning of a relationship, that's fine. But when you get married and have a kid, there's a different set of skills you need to learn. Because
talk to him.
If you don't, if it doesn't work out and you have to get to the point where you have to tell this girl to beat it, you're fucking up a kid's life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So there's, you know, like I said, and it's there's certain women that are easier to fucking pimp,
right?
Than it is.
Well, look, I thought that way too,
right?
And we had him on, and he talked about it, and I was very shocked,
yeah.
That it really wasn't that. It wasn't just like some pimp shit. Like it right. was very kind of nuanced. And I have him on and ask him, because you might be surprised what he says.
No, I do. I mean, you know, I get nervous when Dante's. I had him on my house with me and him once, and I was like, don't talk to my wife. I don't want you fucking looking at my wife.
Dude, the girls on my show were not angry at him at all. They
Don's giving him
saying.
A back rub.
Yo, Don, my neck hurts a little bit. You know, I had to lift up a car off a baby.
What else you got?
Dime Bag Me Too says, I find that you can be a slob when you're packing 10 inches or more.
I'm a slob now and I'm not 10 inches, so.
Yeah. You're a fucking
You can
12.
Just be a slob, dude.
You have a big dick, dude. You're 10 inches.
No, I'm not.
How big are you?
So I don't even think I'm nine, dude. I don't
My
think I'm nine.
Girlfriend said she saw Kurt's cock somewhere, and she was like, it's freaky.
I'm sorry about that, too. I was drunk, and I...
Yeah. Where'd you see it? In this bed. What? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about my dick right now.
Why?
I don't know.
Does it still... What's your sex drive like?
My sex drive is not there. I'll be honest with you, and, you know, I probably shouldn't because I might get shit, but whatever. I'll be honest. My sex drive is kind of in shambles because of my weight. Just because this is the hardest it's ever been to lose weight for me. Before, every time I lost weight, it's like I just made the decision. I turned that button, click, boom. 6 months later,
because of age.
I don't know what it
have
is.
AIDS. It's just
no age. Age.
AIDS would help it, Jeff.
I wish I had AIDS.
I was going to recommend
fucking
AIDS.
I take AIDS down to the fucking wire and then start doing the cocktails. I bring it right down to fucking Tom Hanks in the fucking Navy
Give me
suit.
The Berlin patient marrow now.
I would. I just fucking my high cheekbones would come back and then I'd just start fucking. I just have a little pot belly and fucked up fingernails. But, yeah, this one is... And, you know, my wife... Here's the problem. My wife has gotten better with age. You know, she's actually... There's girls that yeah. are cute girls, but become beautiful women.
Yeah.
You understand? And my wife is, you know, she's...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, she's pretty... She's been the same for 20 years, basically, but kind of got better. And now it's psychological with me where... You know, I don't. My
you don't
fucking
feel pretty?
My yes, man. I'll say it. I don't feel pretty. And I mean, you know, on the internet, it's you fat fuck, you fucking piece of shit. You fat, and every you know every yeah. kind of. Look, I'm okay with it. I'm fine because look, man, it's made me a lot of money in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
My fucking torso.
Those Michelin checks coming in strong.
I mean, seriously, man. But
hey, Bibendum, listen.
The fatter you are, the more they want you to take your shirt off. Like, if you
right.
book something, they don't want your shirt off.
Yeah.
Me, they like, Marin, I remember they're like, you have to take your shirt off. I was like, I don't care, you know, whatever, because yeah. it's for what the thing is. But, you know, it's like, I get it, that's the joke, that I fucking rip my shirt off. If I had fucking a six-pack, it wouldn't be funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't give a shit. But
I don't want to do that for
I feel fucked up lately. And that directly, you know, the only thing that really turns me on is if some chick was like, I just want to suck your dick. I don't care. I just love you. That gets me going. But, you know, with my, you know, even girls or fans, it's like, fuck, man, I got to do something. And it's hard, man. It's hard. I was going to the gym for 3 weeks, three, four times a week, kicking it. And then I just fell off. And now It's a motherfucker. My body's... It's weird to fucking be in this body that I don't... It's weird to be in a body that you don't like
yeah.
and then to be in a business that is about your body. I mean, I got to go to this thing tonight. I got to go do a fucking, you know, you know, a red carpet thing and do a Q&A, and I got to sit on a stool in my gut, and then there's all these photos being, and they surface, and then you see yourself, and
yeah,
you're like, oh, fuck me. I mean, there's a point where you just got to go, look, that's me. All right, what are you going to do? But it's like, fuck, I wish I could change it, but this one's a tough one, man. I got to do it. I know I have to do it, but it's this one's been the toughest so far. You know, weight of food.
Which fat is this?
This is the seventh fat. I would say I was on the sixth, and I was going down to the fifth skinny, but I just fucking took a left and went right. I went right to barbecue seventh fat land, and I literally built a bridge from the sixth fat to the seventh fat without stopping at a skinny.
Wow. Isn't this like that? What's that movie that's on pay per view now? Like, you are the seventh fat of a seventh fat. Oh, you are the chosen one,
seventh son.
Oh yeah.
Well, that fucking idiot. I'm sick of him doing accents too.
What's he just name? Does one like his mouth is full.
Soda?
No, he does. No.
No, Lebowski.
No, what's his name? Who is that?
Jeff Bridges.
What is he? You're the seventh son.
You're the seventh fat. Something with a mustache where you just go like.
I saw the movie and it wasn't a bad movie.
Which movie?
I like fantasy.
I watched it. You know what's a good movie?
I'll tell you what.
What We Do in the Dark.
What is that?
It's on pay-per-view. It's
really?
The guy from Flight of the Conchords, Jermaine, nerdy one. And it's about all these vampires that live, they're like roommates in New Zealand. It's almost like a real world thing.
Oh, no shit.
Dude, I laugh so fuck. I watch it twice. I had somebody come
funny?
Over. Very funny.
It's funny.
I don't like funny horror movies.
It's not a horror movie, but there is.
I don't want to see Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
No, dude, it's the funniest shit. It made me. And there, so he's introducing all the the dandy ones, introducing all the vampires. Right. So he introduces Jermaine, and I can't remember what the fucking guy's name. He goes, Valdo is old fashioned, and then they cut to Jermaine coming. He goes, we should get slaves. Dude, it's a good movie.
It's funny. You know, Spy was really funny.
Spy.
Oh, yeah. What's
Melissa
her name?
McCarthy.
I think she's good, man.
And what's his? Jason Statham was fucking hilarious in it.
Statham's
really
great.
Hilarious.
Did you go and see it?
No, I pirated it online.
You don't say that on this.
Oh my god.
Dude, they'll come after
I didn't
you.
Do that. I didn't do that. No, not at all.
Oh. What did you mean? You paid for it in the theater is what you meant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$13.
We don't do that kind of stuff.
The last movie I saw was Ex Machina, and I fucking loved it.
Yeah,
and
great.
I thought visually it was fucking amazing. Yeah. Do I want that house? And that actor, what's his name? Who's the lead in that?
Oscar Isaac.
Oscar Isaac, or
he was in the what's the movie? He was filmed
one?
Around here. The movie.
I wish they would read if they ever
Inside
read
Inside Llewyn Davis. Davis. Yeah,
what's his name?
Oscar Isaac.
If they ever redo The Godfather, which I hope they don't, but they should use him as Michael Corleone.
Oh, yeah.
He is fucking amazing.
No, he's great.
Yeah,
he is one of my new favorite actors. And in that movie, he fucking cuts the line between. Cool and funny and just intense.
He's Cuban. Amazing. Did you know that?
Is he really?
Yeah, he sounds like he's a Jew, but he's not. He's a Cuban guy.
He's great. But there's a real problem. I've talked about this before on other outlets. We have a real trailer problem in the business.
What do you mean?
They reveal way too much in trailers. It is fucking insane. And I guess because people are dumb and they want to see a whole thing. They show the robot sprinting down the hallway, tackling him.
Yeah.
Why would you show that? That's insane.
I mean, you don't know what that is.
But you know at some point the robot is going to attack him. So from the beginning of the movie, you know that this robot is going to attack him.
Well, I assume
why would you show that?
You spoiled
it. Just show there's a fucking robot. Boom.
I agree with you. I don't care. I'm like you and Lenny Marcus, and there's a few of you out there that, you know, have that problem with trailers. I don't. I don't mind. I'm seeing the movie anyways.
Yeah.
If there's I can tell whether I'm going to like a movie in 3 seconds.
Exactly. And that's why the trailer should be that quick.
I understand,
quick.
But it doesn't bother me. I could see most of the movie in a trailer, and I'd still go see it.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
I'll spoil a movie before I go see it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, that shit doesn't bother me. It really doesn't bother me.
I know, but it's stupid. It's not about bothering you. It's just the principle is so frustrating. Like there's that new The Martian, the Matt Damon movie. He gets stuck on Mars.
That looks great.
It looks great, but they show way too much in that. Like, all you need to show,
what did they show
is
too much
that
of?
They go to Mars, they leave,
the
they think he's dead. It turns out he's alive. That's the end. That's the end of the preview.
Right.
Matt Damon is stranded on Mars.
Well, how did they fuck you on that one?
They keep showing. They show him in a ship. They show him growing grass. They show the people finding out. They show a press conference telling. They show so much. Just show me
a guy gets stranded on Mars. That's it. That's it. The movie. And that's how it used to be years ago. The trailer for Psycho is literally Alfred Hitchcock walking around going, I don't know what happens in here. It's like a crazy. This should be tease. It should be all tease.
Yeah.
So I mean, robot is going to attack Oscar Isaac at some point. I go in knowing that.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. It doesn't bother me, though. I don't care. If I like a movie, I'm going to fucking go see it a bunch of times, no matter what.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it a bunch of times. I've watched Iron Man fucking 17 times.
Even that, they show him in an Iron Man costume.
Did you like...
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Did you like part three of Iron Man?
I did. I mean, look, one was the best. Two was okay. Three wasn't the best, but...
Better than two.
I think it was a little... I think it was a little better than two.
That's how I felt. One, three, two.
I think one, three, two, but one was the best. But I love Iron Man. I love Tony Stark.
Yeah.
I just wish Favreau went back and directed it.
They took him off the last one. Why?
He was in the last one.
No. He directed the first two.
I don't think he wanted to. Yeah. I think he came out of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think he came out of it. I tell you... The movie that I think is going to really be scary, which scares the shit out of me, is The Grizzly Maze. Have you seen the trailer for that?
No. What's that?
Ugh, it's about these
fucking... It's about
fucking...
Fat Bush.
No, it's about, the grizzly bears. But a massive, massive fucking bear that is just killing people.
Ooh,
and these people go out into the woods, camping, whatever, and they get, they get stuck. A grizzly maze is where the grizzlies kind of...
That's a real thing up there.
It's a real thing, and these people kind of get stuck.
So they coordinate to attack the people?
You want to see a trailer for a fucking movie, they're running... Do you see these people running? One guy has a girl that's hurt on his back, which sucks. I'd leave that bitch. That bitch would be fucking bait. As soon as the bear came, I'd fucking huck her in his throat.
That's how you get away from the bears.
Absolutely. I would be gone.
Then bears are full, and they're not going to run.
There's another girl running, and you see just the feet of this. That grizzly grunt? And then the girl stops running and she's looking around and the camera's panning and then it pans and you just see this massive grizzly bear just just looking at her from behind.
And then do you hear a heartbeat?
She has no fucking idea.
Yeah.
And then he goes and she turns and she just can't even speak.
Yeah.
And then they show the bear compared to the girl. You don't understand how big grizzlies really are.
No, they're big.
They're fucking mad. I mean, a grizzly paw is that fucking big.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fucking massive.
Right. I used to be a big fan of the Berenstain Bears. You ever read that book?
No, I'm not even giving you the fucking bear. You don't even do... No. That was so bad.
The bear Dana?
I don't... Yeah, keep it. Give him that one for the bear Dana one. Give him that. Fucking bear Dana.
When's this movie
bears?
Come out?
It's coming out soon. There was a movie... it's on iTunes trailers, which I love. There was a movie a long time ago about some nuclear shit got into a lake and all the animals in the fucking woods became... Like, they had these massive tadpoles.
Food of the gods?
No, not that. It was...
Food Inc.
I forget the name of it. But there was a bear that became, fucked up, nuclear, massive, crazy... bear, and it fucking killed everybody in the woods.
You see the movie Bobcat Goldthwait did about the Bigfoot?
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, the end. Remember that last scene where there was just one shot in the tent? That was scary.
Was it a horror movie?
Yeah, it was about,
What was it called?
It was the Blair Witch of Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And Bobcat made it?
Bobcat
he's directing it, man. Yeah. Wow. But they actually had this new show. It's called Alone. It's a reality show where they take five... woods guys, and they drop them off alone with a pack.
Yeah.
And they drop this one guy off literally in a fucking grizzly maze, like a bear area.
Yeah.
And he's walking and he just sees a bear with two bear cubs in the tree. And that's the worst situation you want, right? A mother bear with two cubs.
Yeah.
And he's in his tent and he's got a hatchet. That's it. and they don't give him a gun or fucking a horn, something.
Why did they do that?
I don't fucking know.
Is he like a Bear Grylls character? And like he, a guy that knows everything?
Like, not that, but that type of guy, but not as good as him. And he's talking, they have to film themselves. And he's going, hey, this isn't worth, fuck this. He goes, I didn't sign off for this shit. You guys dropped me off with fucking, and he's like, I'm out. And he just pulls the fucking phone out, makes the call, and they got to come and get him.
Yeah.
And you tap out in this show.
So
you
tapped out right away.
I would tap out in a heartbeat.
They show he has to put a camera up out on one of those nighttime cameras outside on a tree looking at his tent at night, and you can see the fucking bears right at his tent.
Yeah.
And he's right there with a hatchet. Like, what are you going to do with a fucking hatchet?
Yeah.
And and you can hear... Fuck that, dude. And there's nobody out. There's no camera crew.
Yeah.
It's just
him
alone.
So who saves him when he taps out? What's the time between tap out and rescue?
He
was killed by a bear. So.
He's dead. He's dead.
Is it like a day, or do they come out of helicopters and swoop in?
They came the next morning on a boat. They're not too far away, but they come the next morning on a boat. Yeah, and then they showed a trailer to like the rest of the season. And the next, like, all of a sudden you see a cougar. There's a lot of cougars out there, too. You see a fucking big cat, which I'm more scared of than a bear. At least a bear, you can kind of scare away. I don't think a cougar gets fucking scared.
No, you got to keep it in front of you, because the cougar always wants to get behind you to hit the back of your neck. That's how they kill you.
Yeah?
So always make sure the cougar has to face you. I swear to God, the cougars kill...
That's from being stoned and watching TV.
Yeah. Kurt was Googling sexy cougars, but that popped up, so he read it instead.
No, can I tell you something? Because my ex,
yeah,
the crazy one...
You can.
My ex, the crazy one, who was kind of a cougar, it was a lot of the same principles. Like, when we fought, I would open my jacket to appear larger to her. It works the same way. I never turn my back on her.
Ah, shit. I Google all the time survival shit. Just so I know.
Survivor Man.
Just so I know how to fucking live. I know that I'm not, but I watch all that shit as much as I can. I want to, you know.
Did you know you can survive on chalk white poop in the woods if you have to?
Because there's no bile in it, and you just eat it?
A lot of people don't know that the secret is white poop.
Oh, I hope you shit white. I really do. I hope you shit white.
I want to know more about the white poop.
Dude,
did you wipe... White?
No, I didn't.
Like white out on the bed?
I have a bidet, so I don't know.
You have a bidet?
Yeah, but you wipe afterwards, though.
Huh?
You wipe afterwards.
Yeah, but it's clean.
That's so amazing, dude. You have a bidet, so you can wipe your ass.
First of all, everybody
and drink out of it.
Dude, by the way, it's $70 for a bidet.
Well,
what?
Mine was $350.
I bought one from
$350 though. That's good.
$350, and it has. I'll tell you what it has. It has a wash button, a bidet button, an enema button, which really gets up in there.
Wow.
It has dries your ass. It has heated water. It changed the pressure. It has a pulse version, a massage version.
It'll shoot white paint in there if you want.
Hold on. I can stop using Karen's water pick.
Mine just blows cold water.
Not on her vagina, but yes. I've used it. Actually, you can use an electric toothbrush for a vibrator if you're ever in a jam.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay.
Or there's a phone app for 99 cents.
I went to high school. We heard the rumors about that one girl.
There's a phone app?
For a vibrator. It just vibrates. It's like 99 cents.
Yeah, and turns your phone into a vibrator.
And a smelly fucking phone.
Yeah, your phone smells like
Your phone smells like fucking feet and turkey gravy.
Dude, the one I got my
girl. That's not what a vagina is supposed to smell like, Bobby.
Wow, sorry. No, your vagina is
it smells like turkey gravy. Is that what you said?
Turkey gravy.
Who would want a phone to smell like pussy? I mean, just fucking yuck.
You don't like pussy? I mean, look, it's not that pussy's...
Fuck you. I know pussy... Look, you get used to what pussy smells like. It's not that you like it.
I like gasoline. I love it.
No, you
like
don't.
Like how I smell gasoline. I smell pussy.
You like it? Well, you like the inside of somebody's body smell?
My girl's got a good one, man.
Does she?
Yeah, I recommend it.
I'll have to see. I mean, if you know, I'll
you know what? I don't. I yeah. I'm gonna put my money where my mouth is, Bobby.
I'm gonna put my mouth where her money is, where your money goes.
What?
I'll bring you some underpants. She throws me underwear like a fucking dog when she comes in.
But now did they smell?
I asked for it.
Yeah, but that's kind of weird because, like, if I took my panties off and, hey, I smell my nuts, that's gross. Like, my balls were sweating. Like,
yeah. Well, we're not created equal.
You know what? You sound like my girlfriend, but I get very hurt when she says that to me when I offer. Smell my balls. No, dude, I make her stand and I fucking for like a sniffing.
Really?
Yeah, if she's been out.
You, what do you mean, like a hot fucking summer day?
Yeah, I go get over here and she has to fucking.
You make her get off the train early?
Yeah.
So she can walk like 10 blocks?
I go walk 10. Yeah. I'm going to now that you said it. I can't believe I didn't think of that. Yeah, I go, stand here for your fucking inspection.
Yo, get off at 89th Street.
I do like. Like I'm Rodney Dangerfield from Natural Born Killers.
Yo, get off at 89th.
I'm going to make sure you're clean.
You're clean.
Yo, get off at 89th Street. I already got off at 79th Street, babe.
I can tell what stop she got off of by smell.
Oh, the six is down.
Is that weird? Is that weird? None of you have ever made a girl stand there so you can sniffer? You ever get over here?
I didn't understand what you said. What'd you say?
None of you have ever done that?
I'll take a whip, but I'm not making her stand in
position.
You've
never gone get in position so I can sniff you.
No,
I don't treat my woman like a fucking robot.
Mm. She never. She likes it.
Get in position.
I like the smell of a clean vagina, which is non-offensive and doesn't really smell like vagina. That being said, sometimes I find vagina takes on the smell of my breath, which is horrible. When I eat it, and I'll be like, oh, what stinks? And
so
it's my breath.
Your pussy smells like a Monte Cristo cigar.
Your pussy been drinking espresso, God. Lady? It's
why
horrible.
Did your pussy eat Clams Casino before this? I don't know. I like it. Am I the only one who likes pussy smell?
Hey, falafel snatch.
It's a good smell.
I stopped eating asshole, too. I don't eat asshole
you
anymore.
You should.
Yeah, I
you
used
shouldn't.
To. Well, I used
sick.
To do it.
I used to eat asshole.
You don't really. You build up an immunity to it.
You don't.
Yes, you do.
It's
like
random
not
asshole.
Washing your hands.
Maybe your girl's out, but not random asshole.
Random asshole
just,
makes you stronger.
I used to go fucking just eat ass. That's dangerous.
I got
now.
Sick once, and I had to go to the hospital because my glands got swollen from it.
Fucking what?
Yeah.
You're fucking
I ate asshole. My throat got
swollen. Can I tell
swollen.
You something?
Wait a minute. Did she eat peanuts, and you're allergic to
Aaron,
peanuts?
Aaron,
no.
I apologized to you about that, and you said you're not going to bring it up.
I had to go to the doctor.
What did you say to them?
I said, I think it's strep throat or something.
And what did he say?
And it was a woman, by the way, and she's like, ooh, it's really infected. Like, they look
down.
Now,
woman, you mean guy, right?
Yeah, it was this nice dude.
You mean guy that has the same...
We're going to have to inspect this with my cock. And then it was all white inside. You know when you get, like, strep throat?
From
I got really sick from eating
Was
her
it, like,
ass.
Instantly? Like, the next day?
The next day. I tried to have sex with this woman, and she wouldn't let me, so I
Where
kept eating
from?
Her ass.
Where was she from? Fucking a tribe in Africa?
The East Coast of Canada. St. John, New Brunswick. That's where it was. Wow. And I ate her, and I think I broke my arm almost, too. I put her,
Why?
She was really heavy, and I was, like, drunk, and I was like, come on, get on my back, and then I fell, and it snapped, and then I ate her ass that night, so I went to the hospital for 2 weeks.
You ate
reasons.
A heavy Yikes. Girl's ass you from
it
fucking
was so gross.
Canada?
How heavy was she?
2 and change.
Oh, that's not the ass you eat. My girl's like a little blonde fucking...
Yeah, you eat the ass.
There's
that
rainbows and shit.
Yeah, that ass just rubs together all day.
Yeah.
There's
her
a lot
cheeks
going
don't
on.
Even touch. Like her... Yeah. Yeah. There's no thighs rubbing together. That's
it's
like,
not all created equal, dude.
Yeah, it's the sides of her vagina wall look like an elephant's fucking knee pad. Dude, that's fucking gross.
Yeah, it was gross. This was years
I'll tell you
ago.
This.
It sounded like a Mad Lib.
I used to.
walls of her vagina smell like an elephant's knee pad.
I used to love my ass eating. I used to. I know that. I say this all the time. I used to have girls just eat my ass.
Yeah.
I wouldn't wish that on any woman. What I did to my.
I
mean, not you.
The,
I mean, I just would never be like,
back
yeah, lick
in the
my
day,
ass.
My ass was. I had a nice fucking hairless asshole.
I remember that.
How'd you keep it hairless?
It's fun.
It's in his old headshot at the cellar.
Yeah, I had a good asshole, man. I had
did
a nice
you trim
asshole.
It?
No, it was just a nice, you know, little Bobby Kelly asshole.
And now more hair is in it, right?
I don't know what's in there, but it's, you know,
it's
I wouldn't.
It's a potpourri.
Yeah, it's shut down. The factory's done.
Mine's a mess. My asshole's a mess.
I still can't believe none of you just like. Your girl, you like come here and you just jam your face in her twat to smell it.
No.
But just to smell it.
I'll smell, but I'm not. It's not a.
I'm down there though.
Position. It's like a you
no,
know.
No, we're not even fucking. Around. It'll just be she's
so
on her
I,
way out, and
so,
I go come over here.
Yeah.
So
no,
I
see that.
No, because I know I, that's weird. I get over here. I know that's weird. Fucking.
Bring
that's
it
like
over,
Pulp Fiction type shit. You know
well,
what I mean?
She likes it.
That's
way,
like True Romance. Yo, pull
that shit is what
here.
She likes. I don't know, younger chick. Every younger chick I know.
So
me,
what do you do?
They
you,
want,
just, you smell it.
I think if my wife wasn't in her 40s and have the mother of my child, if she was a 20 something year old girl,
so you're 10 years younger than you girls.
I would do that. I agree with you. I would be like, yo, bring that little 20 year old box over here. Let me smell your butt.
Well, do you smell it and then just jerk off to it? You just smell it.
No, no, no. Sometimes I'm just taking a whiff, and then I got business to
now,
handle.
Now, did you ever smell it and go,
No, dude. She got the best.
Never?
Right, listen, it's a good thing we made up, because she has a good... smell.
She never had like a little poo and a little came out and then the hotness and it made a little mustard, like a little deli mustard.
Dude, I swear to God, I know.
Never any deli mustard.
Look, I know what you're talking about, but with this one never happened.
This one,
in almost 8 years. Never once.
Wow, that's great. That's great, man.
But I know what you're talking about, where you're like, when I used to date Delfina when she was a stripper.
Yeah. Who's that?
Jessica Delfino, you remember her?
I don't.
My first girl I came up here with. She plays a ukulele now. She's a comic.
Oh yeah.
You know who she is, Bobby? You know who she is.
Okay.
That was my first when I moved to New York, and when I met her, she was a stripper.
Okay.
So she came home and she looked hot in her like stripper outfit. Uh-huh. And I'm like, come here, I'm gonna eat your pussy. She goes, you don't want to do that.
Why?
Because she'd been rubbing it on a fucking pole all night in this filthy place called Billy's Beef and Go Go.
There was beef.
They sold steaks.
Great
there.
Steaks.
Wow, my God. Wow.
In Gloucester, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Wow.
So she goes, you don't want to do that. And then I insisted. I'm like, no, get over here. So she got a little stripper G-string, and I put my face down, and I went, oh, my God. It smelled like she kept a Roland Nichols jammed in her twine. And like, I felt bad because she was so like trying to save me from that. Because she knew, but I'm like, no, it's beautiful. Like, my dumb ass didn't listen to her.
Right.
And wow, did I learn to listen to her after that.
Wow. Yeah, it just smelled bad,
That pole is rough.
Did it just smell just terrible?
Dude, just like a roll of fucking quarters in your fucking sniz.
Really?
Just for hours. Now, just a metallic.
Did it anchor something in your brain? Like, I get anchored with, like, if a girl has a dirty pussy or something bad happens, or I get anchored with
so
that.
So what?
Something bad, like a
white poop? What do you mean something bad happens?
I had a girl discharge me once.
Ooh.
What kind of discharge?
It was honorable.
It was just... We gotta wrap this fucking show up. I gotta fucking go to my
thing. I wanna hit a story.
Fuck, that was good.
I had a girl. All right, real quick. I had a girl discharge. We were fucking and
she squirted.
It's
a good discharge.
Or like leukorrhea,
chlamydia.
It's called leukorrhea. Like the white kind of shit.
A lot of
like
stuff.
Egg.
Oh, come on, I'll throw up.
But you like yellow.
All
right,
enough. It was
like an egg cream.
Shut up. It was disgusting. It was fucking... And I anchored... Like, that fucked me up with pussy for a while. Especially with that. I couldn't go near that girl.
Yeah.
You know? For a long time. Because I didn't... You know, it was just like... Ugh. It was like the Jack in the Box. Ba-bum, 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 ba-bum. Every pussy I went with after that. Ba-bum, ba-bum.
Yeah.
I was waiting for... shit to come out of it.
Really?
What happens with us, though? How do you think they feel?
What do you mean?
You're making me laugh so hard. The last 10 minutes, you've been doing this like a 60-minute, like, hard-hitting interview. Like, we're getting first-hand accounts of someone that was in the World Trade Center. You're like, how did that make... Oh, wow. Okay, so... Anyways, but that's what we have. We have a gross fucking discharge. Any blowjob, hand job, anything.
I have that joke. I go, I was talking about eating pussy. Because when I had to... I used to eat, before eating pussy before the baby was weird because then when after the kid we didn't have sex for like 6, 7, 8 months, and to not have sex for that long and go back to pussy, you forget that it actually you had to desensitize yourself to what a pussy really is, which is literally a hole in the body where a baby's supposed to come out. You know what I mean? And then you get down there and the smells and the consistency and the texture, you kind of, you know, it's like weird. Like when I had to go back down and eat the pussy, I was like, this is weird.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm licking your pussy. This is weird. What a weird thing. The joke was that I feel like a little fish on a bigger fish. Just cleaning
one of those
it.
Cleaning fish?
A remora. That's called a remora.
Yeah.
No, there's a different one. I know the fish you're talking. It's those little ones that hippopotamuses go in the river and they clean
their
teeth.
I felt like.
Yeah. You're cleaning a hippopotamus crevice?
And then the thing is that I get that what we do is like an awful Jack in the Box because they don't, you know, just comes out.
It's gross, and it shoots them in the back of the throat, and it's nasty.
Some girls like it.
Some do.
Some girls don't.
Unless there's something hot. Now, it discharges. I mean, I give it to you.
I'm
into pussy, so I'm like, whatever goes with it's fine with me, other than unless it's like egregiously fucking awful. But
green?
The smell is not bad to me. It's like the same way I'm fascinated with gasoline smell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's something.
Keep smelling this.
I think it's the more sex you have, the more desensitized you get to the crazy smells and textures and of sex.
Well, I must be a cold blooded killer then, Bobby.
Yeah, you're a serial killer. I mean,
Kurt's dream is a girl who works at a gas station.
I think
we were so blown away by how good it was. We weren't ready for it.
All right, listen, I got to wrap this up. All right, let's go around the room real quick. We didn't take a picture. We're going to take a picture real quick at the end of this for everybody. What do you got, man?
I'll be in Ottawa this weekend at Yuck Yucks.
What do you got there? What's this cigar you got?
I brought cigars for you and
really?
For Joe List. These are little Gurkhas. They're
Joe,
nice.
Can I keep mine in the package? Because
yeah.
I'm not going to smoke it right now.
Yeah. It's a little because it? Kurt, you don't smoke, right?
No, I don't.
No.
What is this?
This is a Gurkha. It's like a Dominican. Oh, wow. It's very mild.
Really?
Yeah, I just got.
And where do you get these?
Well, I order all my cigars online, so I had a whole bunch. I got humidors
really?
At home. Yeah,
dude, did you see my humidor?
No,
I got a 300 cigar humidor.
Yeah, I got like 420 cigar humidors.
I got a 500,000 cigar humidor that I just. It's a room. I made this room. I took my.
Do
kid,
you really have a room?
I put my kid in our bedroom, and I took. His bedroom, and I made it a humidor.
Yeah.
Dude, I got a humidor with nothing but smelly pussy.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Yeah.
This is...
really mild. It's a quick smoke.
You know what I've been smoking? The Monte Cristo white Toros.
Those are
white poop,
the smaller ones. Yeah, the white poop. Thank you very much, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
Enjoy it.
So what do you got? What's going on?
Yuck Yucks this weekend.
Where are Yuck Yucks in Canada?
Yeah, in Ottawa. I'm going to Ottawa. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
What are you laughing at?
You said that so funny. You go, where are Yuck Yucks in Canada?
And,
you just got me. You're a very funny guy. The way you
tell
the story.
I've always wanted. Do they pay well?
Well, at my level, not at your level. You wouldn't want to do
I'm at some weird level that I'm never going to get a gig again because I'm not at his level, but I'm not at Schumer's level.
Yeah. Right.
Fuck.
I know. Who are you talking
I'm just
to?
Be fucking,
I get it.
It's like it's good road money for a weekend,
all right,
and then they tag like I'm doing an army gig or something. So it makes
an
you make
army,
it,
a Canadian
yeah.
army.
Yeah.
Gig?
Yeah. What are you talking about violence? It's great. You right. make a few grand for the weekend.
That's
you
great.
Know, that's good.
Oh shit!
And my new book, American Etiquette: Failing Upwardly in a Fox News Nation, will be out in September.
That's great, dude. Thanks for coming back on. Are you going to be around tonight? You want to smoke these later? I'll be back around 8:39 over at the cellar after this little sex.
Yeah, I'll come back. I got a set, and then I'll come back.
All right, come back later. Maybe we'll smoke these. We'll go to the. We'll smoke them up front or go to the Soho Cigar Bar.
Okay,
so. What do you got, Kurt?
I kind of. All my road gigs are a little ways off, so who cares?
What
but tomorrow,
Reese,
because Reese Wars is going to. It's still a podcast. We're going to Sirius.
They're picking you up.
Right.
Are they paying you?
Yeah.
Good.
Not great, but you know, whatever. It's fine. So it's Wednesday. That'll be like Wednesday night.
It's
nights.
An amazing show.
Well, here's what we got tomorrow, okay? I got the managing editor of Jezebel, the feminist site, coming
Ooh.
In.
Oh, God.
Okay?
Ooh.
This other girl, Carolyn Castiglione, is some kind of feminist comic.
Gross.
This trans comedian whose article I trashed
What's
on Facebook, Robin Tran.
Okay.
I know. So that worked out. And then Ann Coulter on top of that.
Oh, wow.
So
Dude,
it's all them tomorrow.
I'll tell you, I tried to get you on. I tried to get a podcast with you for a while, but I'm really love your show. I'm glad it's
Stand Up Labs is a pretty good spot.
They're great.
Good, yeah.
They're fucking great. But your show is fucking great.
Well,
I mean, they've really put together. I mean, even Joe's Tuesdays with Murray is a fucking a great show.
Oh, Joe's over there too. Yeah,
he's got a great show.
Yeah, we're doing great work over there.
Yeah.
So tomorrow should be a real fucking
what channel.
It's on Daily
it's
Motion.
It's not on Sirius yet. Sirius,
so
we start.
So where
in
can
July.
We listen to it tomorrow?
On SoundCloud, iTunes.
Live?
Oh, yeah. Daily Motion. We do run it live.
All right, we'll check that
that's
out.
Great.
Great show. And thanks for coming on. You guys.
Thanks, man.
What do you got, Joe?
Oh, well, big going out weekend. I know there's a lot of competition with shows this particular weekend, but please pick mine. July 4th. July 4th, I am headlining the Stress Factory. July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th,
when
headlining the
that?
Stress Factory.
How recently?
2011, I think. No. a couple months ago, a few months ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why? Were you supposed to do it? Are you taking over? Did you book it?
Because Vinny texted me about he wanted to book me in July, and I haven't heard again about it. Like, I don't know if they didn't take care of it, my agent. So I'm like, did Joe pick up my spot?
Well, I just do 4th of July because no one that, I'm in an even weirder tweener position.
No,
you're where you're supposed to be.
Yeah, well, July July 22nd, you can the show Last Comic Standing starts airing, and I'm going to be on that. And July 29th, 30th, August 1st, whatever that last weekend of July,
you'll
I'll be at Comics.
Your mouth widened.
I'll be at Comics in Connecticut. That's right. It.
You're the best, buddy.
Yeah, Tuesdays with Stories. You can listen
it's
to
It's so
that.
Funny. Everybody, you haven't been on because you've been so busy.
Yeah.
You've been fucking all over the place.
Traveling.
Killing
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, when is Joe? It's like, what the fuck? And you're coming on today. I don't respond to it because I know you're coming on, but it's like, well, here you are. Here's fucking Joe yeah. List. The truth is back on. Are you going to be around next week?
Yeah, I'm around all week. I got no work for years.
Oh, cool.
I'm here. It's a real bummer.
I want to go to Deepu, and then I want to go to Chris. What do you got, Deepu?
Oh, you can follow me at R2Deepu on social, and I broadcast on Periscope and on Twitch on weekends, and that's it for me.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bobby.
You're available. If anybody needs...
Yeah, my side business is like setting people up with live streaming studios, so yeah. If you want to do that, email me at bettercalldeepu@gmail.com.
Very reasonable price, too, and... He's a mad scientist with this stuff, bro.
I need
a
no-stick, cum-free shower floor guy.
We can do that.
That's what I need.
What do you got, Scopo?
I mean, at Chris Scopo on the Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I met Uncle Vinny's in July 31st and August 1st.
Who you with?
For a while. I don't know. It was some guy. I don't know his name.
Okay.
But your dates, if you're listening live this weekend at the Treehouse at Sports Haven in New Haven,
stop
I'll be there.
Screaming.
Sorry. And then New York, you're at Gotham Comedy Club, July 16th, 17th, and 18th.
So this weekend I'm going to be with you, Louis J. Gomez, at the Sports Haven. So if you're in Connecticut, if you're around Connecticut, if you live and you can't go, just fucking tell your friends, spread the word. And then I'm at Gotham when?
16th, 17th, and 18th
Ba-boom.
Of July.
Fucking love that. I love
that. Comedy Cove, Springfield, New Jersey, July 24th,
25th. Yep.
Governors, 7th and 8th. One's in Bohemia and one's in Belmore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
All right, so go to RobertKellyLive.com. You can get yourself one of these fucking beautiful t-shirts. You can also download my special that I produce with Jim Serpico and Bobcat Goldthwait called Live at the Village Underground for $5. So if you want to support me and my stand-up comedy, go buy that. I'm very proud of it.
Was that
and
the one on Comedy Central?
That was the one that was on Comedy
that
Central.
That was a great,
the
great one, hour, dude.
Thanks, man.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, I thought yours was great, too, man. But
thanks,
you know
buddy.
I'm a big fucking... I love jerking you off. Yeah, it's an unedited version, though. They edited the fuck out of it on Comedy Central
dude,
for some
solid.
Reason.
Solid. That was a solid fucking hour all
thank
the way
you,
through.
Brother. Appreciate that. So go get that. And also... what the fuck else I have to tell people about, Deepu?
Usually say, you guys are the fucking best. You know what, dude?
Subscribe.
Sounds like some real resentment there.
Yeah. Subscribe and review at YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, go to our YouTube page. We've been really pushing this out there. Deepu does a great job. We all fucking put this together. We're real proud of our YouTube page. So, you know, I know a lot of you guys listen audio, which is great. Subscribe, review at the YouTube page, iTunes, all that jazz. Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll is coming out on July 16th, 10 o'clock, FX. And I think that's about it, right?
I saw a bus yesterday with your head on it.
With my head on it?
Well,
I saw one, too.
Why don't you fucking
still
take
taking
it?
The bus,
I was
Bobby.
Trying to, but then the fucking bus moved.
This is why you stink. You know what, dude? You guys are the best fucking fans on the planet Earth. I really appreciate you guys supporting all of these comics that come on when they go to the live show. Make sure you walk up to them, tell you heard them on the You Know What, Dude podcast, and that's it. You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.